KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Perhaps you could have some grading that's too flat and it doesn't allow the water to go away from the house. That first 4 to 6 feet around the home's perimeter is really the most critical. And if the water is allowed to sort of sit and collect that close to the house, what's going to happen is you're going to get that moisture right back down into the basement. So the solution there is to fix the drainage outside, and then the inside is going to fix itself.
I think it's probably a combination of the two. I have a gutter right there in that corner. And then I think my grading is, I think it actually comes towards the house.
Yeah, that sounds like a double whammy, kind of like a recipe for disaster, right?
No doubt.
All right, well, start by getting that downspout extended, and then you could see an instant result, okay?
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much.
All right, well, Jeremy's spoken. Good luck with that project. I knew you'd get a kick out of that, Jim.
Spooky.
We don't want to give Pearl Jam the money, so just cool it, Jim. Thanks so much for spending your busy holiday weekend with us. Are you wondering how not to DIY? We're going to share the top 5 most common remodeling mistakes that homeowners make after this, so stick around. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
If you own a home and need cash, you can unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
You're ready for savings. The Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, The Money Pit is where we make DIY doable. So whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now let's get back to your holiday how-tos. Jim, who do we have next?
All right. We've got some door issues with Taylor, who's in somebody's home state of, was it
Who do I know that's from Michigan?
Not sure. But anyway, we do have Taylor there. Taylor, how can we help out?
Oh, it's you.
And it was somebody. Taylor, how can we help you out?
Well, my neighbor Jim is really a pain in the butt. What? Taylor? No, I'm kidding.
Taylor, I can hear you.
All right, Taylor, what's going on?
We were having, like, some swelling around our doors, and so it sticks when you shut it. And we were wondering if, besides sanding it, if there's anything that you can do to help fix that issue.
Yeah, when it comes to doors sticking, I mean, that could just be the general, you know, expansion during the warm, humid times of the year. You'll find that when it's cooler and drier, the door tends to get a little bit smaller and maybe not stick as much. But you have to kind of determine where exactly it's sticking, because that will tell you what you have to do. Once you can sort of pinpoint that, then we can better help you.
Yeah, on both of our doors that have that issue, we've noticed it towards the top of the door. So that part might be leaning a little bit, I think.
All right, so you've tightened the screws and the hinges just to see if they've loosened themselves and it's kind of fitting in the jamb itself. You tried that?
Yeah, we have tried that.
And, you know, typically if the door is not closing properly, it just means it's not adjusted correctly. And a door can only move in so many ways. So you kind of just have to pay attention. When it's closing, look for the unevenness. Like, what's hitting first? Is it a corner? Is it one side of it? Is it the jamb? Is it the lock? Like, what is it? And as you start to notice it, I mean, the other thing you can do is just rub the areas that you think are problematic with like a dark lipstick. Some people use chalk, but I don't think I can really see the chalk unless you get colorful kids chalk and rub it along the edge of the door. And then that sort of leaves its print on the jamb where it's struggling. And then what you can do is just kind of trial and error, because some screws pick it up, some screws pull it back, some screws set it more forward, some screws set it more back. So it's kind of just realigning the door by tightening the thing or loosening the thing that's causing the door to be sort of off balance and getting stuck in the places that it is. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You know what? There's also a great video online. It's called DIY Door Alignment for Smart Locks. You can find it on YouTube. It's also on MoneyPit.com. And that will help you sort of figure out ways to pinpoint the issues as well. And it's a super easy fix once you kind of see what's going on.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, home improvement can be one of the most rewarding times of home ownership, but with the excitement of planning a new project, it really is easy to make errors that can end up driving costs way beyond what you've budgeted. So here's our list of the big errors that we hear about that come up over and over again. First up is over-improving. While a lot of projects do contribute real value to your property, others have about the same resale value as losing a lottery ticket. Well, a losing lottery ticket. You don't want to lose a winning lottery ticket.
Now, that would be a loser.
You know,
that would be a loser.
That would be a real loser. But if the value of your current home plus the cost of the home improvement that you're planning exceeds the average home value in your area, it's just like a losing lottery ticket. You're never going to get the return on your home improvement investment. But bathrooms, kitchens, decks, those usually do provide the best return on your investment, so you can gear your projects to that. And projects that are geared more towards personal taste, like decorating, for example, it's not really going to improve your value, but it is going to improve how you enjoy and how you live in your home. So there is personal value to that, but you're not going to see resale value on that. Now, planning your work and working your plan, before you hire a remodeling contractor, do your homework. Research products, read reviews. You have to kind of develop a mind towards like the specifications of your project, and then kind of identify the products that you want to include in that remodel. So for a small project, you can do yourself, but for a larger job, hire that architect or the designer or the pro. You kind of have to figure out what that project is, what you can do for it, and then work from there. Now, another issue is not minding the zone. When you're building a new shed or a fence, it could seem like it's an easy enough home improvement project, but it could quickly turn into a legal nightmare if you don't first check that local land and zoning code for your property. Even if your project gets completed without a visit from that local zoning official, a violation really could haunt you for years when it comes time to sell your house. So make sure if you're putting up a fence or anything like that, that you are staying on your property and you are following the laws and the rules of your town. Now, when it comes to contracts, you want to make sure that all of your agreements with the contractor is in writing. A good contract will include a clear statement of the scope of the work. It's going to list materials and total contract price and a schedule of payments, when the job starts, and the completion dates. For smaller projects, just get in the habit of writing a quick email to the contractor who gave you the price for a project to just kind of confirm those details. Include the price you spoke about, the schedule you spoke about, because you may have heard that then and there, but if it's not in writing, you kind of don't have a leg to stand on as things change as you go forward. So it just kind of keeps you and your contractor, you know, working honestly and hand in hand. And the last mistake people make is not having a permit. You know, in a lot of areas of the country, getting a building permit is a requirement before you start a home improvement project. Some contractors might attempt to make getting the permit the responsibility of the homeowner, but that's a big mistake. You should make that contractor responsible for getting the permit and complying with the building code every single step of the way. That local building inspector is going to be your best resource for making sure that you get the job done properly. Do it once, do it right, and you won't have to do it again. Do you have a question about a project you're thinking of doing next year? Well, give us a call now at 888-MONEYPIT. Jim, who's up?
Leslie, we've got Robin on hold, and she's looking for a new home. She wants to relax, but that's not what's happening with the mold in her jacuzzi.
Ew. Yeah.
What's going on, Robin?
We have this large bathtub jacuzzi, and it has a marble stairs and trim around it. And it's a beautiful jacuzzi, but I noticed that the pipes, there was like, I don't know if it's like mold coming out of it or what. It, when we got the house, it set for a while, and then we filled it up and put palm olive dishwashing liquid in it, you know, and tried to clean it out.
Oh, yeah, and when that mold is like coming out of the inside of a pipe, because I had a sink back up and it was coming through the overflow drains, and like the sheets of mold, it was disgusting. So I know this is disgusting, all right? So, Robin, you put dish soap in there. Was it like the sudsiest thing ever, like you would see in the movies?
That's what they said to do. And anyway, we also got it glazed or painted, you know, as they usually say. It kind of faded off, and we had the fixtures painted too, and we thought the people that were doing it were really reputable, but now the fixtures, you know, where the jets are, the rings around the jets, the paint's kind of fading. And
it sounds like you're actually talking about two issues here. Number one, you've got some sort of growth that's inside the internal plumbing system of your jetted tub. And secondly, the finish of that jetted tub has started to fade. And you restored it a bit ago, but now that restored finish is fading, chipping, etc. So let's go with the plumbing issue first. There really is a good way to do it. It's kind of caustic, you know, chemically. And I don't know that you can actually do it for a jetted tub, which is generally fiberglass, because it's kind of hard to do when, you know, cast iron's in the tub and sinks that folks love to restore. But, I mean, that whole process is kind of chemically or caustic. And then the products that they sell, you kind of paint over them, and they don't nearly have the life expectancy that you would hope for. So in terms of whatever's going on with the internal plumbing system, I would use a bleach solution. So if you were to fill the tub up and run it, maybe you fill the tub and have a half gallon or a gallon of bleach in that water and then run it through the jets. That should definitely help to sanitize anything that's growing in there. So fill it up with hot water, put the bleach in, let it run for a while. Don't put anything sudsy in there because it's just going to cause a giant mess, and sometimes that could leave a residue itself. But I think a hot water and bleach should do the job well.
Unless she's on a septic system, because you really don't want to use bleach in a septic system.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jim. So if it's not a septic system, bleach and water, if it is, you would want to use a sort of more environmentally safe dish soap.
I would try like a Simple Green.
You think that'll work on that?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt anything if I'm wrong.
And that doesn't mess up the septic system?
No, but Simple Green sponsors us, and we need big money to recommend it. Just kidding, Leslie. I would give it a try because it is good for the environment, and if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't work, it's not going to hurt anything.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not even using the tub anyway because you're kind of grossed out by it, so at least try these methods and see. See if it makes you feel any better, see if things come out clean. But I know it looks pretty gross when the mold comes out of those pipes. Now, when it comes to the glaze, I mean, you've already refinished it once. So I don't think at this point it's worth the money or the time to refinish it again. So if it's tolerable and not peeling, or it's not, you know, too damaged in any way, shape, or form where it's eventually going to leak, I say just ride it out until it's time to replace it, and maybe you'll replace it with a non-jetted one so you don't feel so yuck about it.
Okay, so I'll probably just replace it.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. If you feel a draft in your home or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to help take that edge off? Well, we're going to share important tips on the different types of space heaters so you can choose one that's both efficient and safe after this.
The festive season can be one of the happiest times of the year, but it can also be one of the worst. Tragically, rates of domestic abuse spike over the holidays, fueled by family pressures, financial stress, and more time spent at home. YSL Beauty, as part of their ongoing Abuse Is Not Love initiative, are highlighting five internal warning signs of intimate partner violence. Dr. Sarah Kubrick tells us more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sarah Kubrick, the millennial therapist. I'm a researcher, a speaker, and author of It's On Me. I specialize in identity, relationships, and trauma, having spent a decade studying the intricacy of infidelity and intimate partner violence. Right now, I have the privilege of co-publishing with YSL Beauty, and we're looking at 5 internal signs of intimate partner violence, what it's like to be her. Not just talk about her, but really what is that experience like? You can find incredible resources on YSLBeauty.com. They also work with 25 NGOs worldwide.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
07-68-64.
The holidays, a time of joy, that can turn into an oh boy moment during a home tech emergency. When those moments happen, you need Verizon Home Device Protect. For just $25 a month plus taxes, you'll get 24/7 tech support and professional setup on eligible home tech for $49 per product, like mounting your brand new TV. And if you're a Verizon Home Internet customer, the installation is on us at $0. Don't let a home tech emergency ruin the holiday cheer. Get Verizon Home Device Protect. Limitations and exclusions apply. Visit your local Verizon store today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The major crossover between gun rights and civil rights has come to a head under the Donald Trump Department of Justice. Are we about to see constitutional rights get the full protection they deserve? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you looking for a quick holiday decor tip? Well, if you are decking the halls this season but want to avoid drilling, taping, or tacking your trim, removable adhesive hooks are about to become your best holiday decorating tool. Instead of hammering nails into your walls, the mantle, the door frame, you can use clear or color-matched command hooks. You can hang wreaths, lights, stockings, garlands, even holiday signs or string lights inside your windows. They stick strong, they hold really well, and come off cleanly when the holidays are over. No damage, no patching, no regrets. You want to hide cords from window candles or plug in garlands? You can use smaller hooks to neatly guide those cords down the back of furniture or along the wall so they're out of sight but easy to access. And here's a bonus trick, guys. Flip those hooks upside down. I use that a lot when I'm hanging garland. You can also use it on the backside of a door to secure the ribbon from hanging a wreath without showing any hardware on the front. Awesome tip. Great trick. It's fast, it's renter friendly, and it saves your trim from unnecessary holes so that you can celebrate without the spackle come January. Gotta love that. No repairs necessary. Jim, who's up next?
Let's head out to Illinois, where we've got Paul, and he's dealing with an old home with some roofing issues. Please fill us in with a little more detail there, Paul.
Slate roof, having a hard time. Gutters are backing up. The roof's 30 foot tall, so I'm having a hard time getting up there. And this time it's hard to get anybody out here to do it. So,
well, what kind of gutters do you have? Have you heard them being called anything?
These are the box gutters.
All right, so they're built into the house, the box gutters. So basically your roof is kind of flat at that front edge, and then it has a trough built into it where that water's supposed to collect and then run down a downspout, correct?
Yes, and I have like a probably a 3 foot soffit underneath it, you know, I mean, like a big overhang.
Yeah, and I mean, they probably clog up at the spouts a lot because those holes are pretty small. I mean, even though you've got a big, wide built-in gutter system there, one of the things that you can do to kind of help this, and that's typically the repair you do when you get tired of this type of gutter, is that you add to the front edge of the roof. So right now you've got this kind of flat section, and then you have a pitch section, right? So generally what a roofer will do is that they'll build the pitch section over that flat box gutter and then put a traditional gutter on the outside of that. And in doing so, you're bypassing that box gutter system because you're getting backups, you're having issues cleaning it. But usually those built-in gutters will just kind of wear out pretty quickly and not last nearly as long as a metal gutter would.
Hey, I think you're right on the path because the problem is that my downspouts are not big enough and I don't have enough on the house.
Yeah, so I think in this situation, you kind of either have to make sure that everything is free-flowing, nothing is blocked, or you can kind of extend the roof over that built-in and put a properly sized, better functioning gutter system on the house. I think if you're putting in a traditional 5-inch or 6-inch gutter, that should definitely do the trick. They're bigger. They virtually never clog. You can also put in a gutter guard so that you don't ever have to clean, since you said that the roof is kind of high up and you don't know how to get up there. Let it be put on with the gutter guard so that this way you're saving yourself from a chore that, quite frankly, you're not comfortable with and could be dangerous.
I really appreciate your help.
All right. Well, you got it. Good luck with that project.
And Leslie, on gutters, you really can't go too big. So if it's a question of one size or the other, go big.
Yeah, go larger, unless it's a budget buster. I don't really know how they compare price-wise.
They're more, but if they're saving you major headaches, and the gutter guards are a little more expensive, but it's so close, that's the time to do it.
All right, well, there you have it. Well, if you feel a draft in your home or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to take the edge off? Here's how to choose one that's both efficient but also safe. First thing to know is that there are basically two different types of space heaters, radiant and convection, and they work very differently from each other. Now, radiant heating warms objects, including you, by radiating heat, as the name implies. Convection heaters, on the other hand, warms the air in the room and will eventually warm the entire room, providing you buy one that's the appropriate size for the room you want to heat. So in short, if you're looking to warm just a certain area, say your favorite chair where you curl up each evening to watch TV or read, then a radiant heater is going to work just fine. But if you want to heat the whole room, a convection heater is definitely the better choice for you. There's different sizes and different styles for both types of space heating units, ranging from tabletop to larger freestanding convection units for warming an entire room. Some look like mini radiators. Others are filled with oil or water, while some are ceramic convection heaters that'll pull in the the cold air, warm it, and then release that warmed air back into the room. So a lot of different options out there for you to consider. And pricing on space heaters can be as low as $40 or go up to well over $200. And bear in mind, if you're paying your own electric bill, they're going to add to that expense, although most are fairly efficient. So in very general terms, supposing you use that heater every day for, say, 6 to 8 hours, you can expect it to add $20 to $30 per month on your electric bill. Not terrible if you're super chilly and, you know, you could buy a new sweater too. But that's the cost of running those space heaters. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's up next for the Money Pit?
All right, Leslie, we've got Carolyn in Pennsylvania holding, and she's doing some organizing, finding a stubborn cabinet odor. Ugh. What's going on, Carolyn?
Well, yes, what we have is a cabinet in our kitchen. It is underneath our countertop. We have a granite countertop, and it's our Lazy Susan. It's the cabinet in the corner. And about a year and a half ago, we had moved temporarily out of state for my husband's job. And apparently I might have, right before leaving, cleaned a dish and put it in that cabinet, and maybe I'm assuming it wasn't completely dry all the way. And then when we returned from our 3 months away, lo and behold, every time we'd, you know, come into the kitchen, my husband said, there's some kind of a smell here. And then we ended up opening this cabinet, and lo and behold, there was a little green just haze on, and it was mold. So there's no more, but there's still this sort of lingering kind of a musty smell.
You have a guess, Jim? What's your guess?
Dead mouse.
I mean, anytime there's a funky smell, I'm always like, rodent? Is there a dead rodent somewhere?
Exactly.
And it's definitely, I mean, maybe it's just because, you know, I'm a New Yorker. When I smell something like, bleh, I'm like, oh, God, there's an animal under a desk somewhere in a cabinet. We better find it. But no, it could be that when you put that wet dish back in the cupboard and close the door, and, of course, the kitchen cabinet is generally to the exterior wall, maybe it was warm and that dish got a little like muggy in the cabinet, and then all of a sudden it went through and became like moldy. But you have to be careful because it could have spread mold to an area under the cabinet. You just kind of have to look around and see what's going on, because it could just be that the mold has spread to areas that you haven't been able to see, or maybe maybe you just can't get to it. Like maybe it's behind a kickboard. Maybe it's behind some sort of a trim. I mean, I don't know how much moisture you got in there, but if you've closed that door and that plate is wet and it's warm, it's going to kind of get steamy and have a lot of moisture and condensation in there, and then it's going to be more wet, even though that plate might not have been totally wet. So I think that's what you need to do. You have to look at the kickboard on the floor. You have to look in the areas that maybe you're just not seeing, and then clean everything with bleach, water, let it dry really well, keep those cabinet doors open, and then maybe you want to paint the interior if that smell still persists, but hopefully at that point you've gone and gotten rid of all of that mold or mildew growth.
Yeah, because of the inserts where the Lazy Susan, where it kind of turns around the turntable. I kind of did my best, but yeah. And the kickboard. Well, thank you very much. That's great.
All right. Well, good luck with that project that you hadn't planned on doing. Aren't those always the fun ones, Jim, when you're like, look, I'm doing something great. And then all of a sudden you're like, now I have to do a million other things because that great thing was dumb.
Or my 6 favorite words, all you got to do is, until you start.
Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, is this the weekend that you're heading out to buy your Christmas tree? We're going to tell you how to know if that perfect tree is actually fresh or not after this. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Hope you're ready for savings. The Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
If you own a home and need cash, you can unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Reach out now with your questions to moneypit.com/ask or listen and learn from the solutions we deliver to your fellow DIYers in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, shopping for a fresh Christmas tree is a fun holiday activity that the whole family enjoys. So to make sure that that tree is right for you, here's a few things to keep in mind to make sure the tree fits and is fresh enough to last all the way past the new year. They never seem to last till my birthday in February, but that's always kind of the goal. Now, the needles should look shiny, green, and fresh. They shouldn't be dry or brown, and they shouldn't fall off when you pull on a branch. You also need to remember the space for both the tree horizontally and vertically. I mean, people are like, oh, it looks like it's going to fit. But I swear sometimes those trees like just grow in size from the lot to the house. So bring that tape measure with you. Make sure you want the tree to fit. Make sure you leave room for the star. All of that. You also want to look for a tree with strong branches like a Fraser or noble fir. We always get a Royal Fraser. They're beautiful. They smell great. They really hold the ornaments. And if possible, lay the tree inside the car for the drive home. If you drive with the tree on your roof, make sure you tie it down securely. When we got our tree this year, we were tying it up top, and the guy at the tree stand was like, how far do you live? Because this one's only going to last 15 minutes, this knot, so make sure. And then he's like, I'm just busting your chops. And we're like, yeah, we know. Also, we tied it to the car, dodo bird. Anyway, trees are great. They really look wonderful for the season. So if you're buying that fresh tree, make sure you do your research and buy a good one that's going to last. And if buying a fresh tree isn't for you, check out the amazing options in those artificial trees. A lot of them come pre-lit. They really look beautiful. There's actually a good guide for buying artificial trees at moneypit.com. Now, how can we help you decorate? Jim, who's on the line?
Leslie, Larry in Louisiana. That's a lot of L's. Leslie, Larry, Louisiana. Yeah.
Leslie, Larry, Louisiana.
You're rubbing off on me. Larry needs some help at home. What are you working on, Larry?
I have a pier and beam house. I had an addition added on to it. And the addition is starting to sink and is causing a bow in the flooring in the kitchen.
All right. So what kind of foundation do you think that addition has?
It was under a concrete little runners that ran around the house.
When you say concrete runners, are you talking about a concrete footing?
Well, it's split. It's, you know, maybe every 5-6 foot. It's like a 1 foot thick piece of concrete that runs down a channel. And then they put these other concrete pieces that sit on top of it to where they put the foundation of the house on it.
All right. Well, it sounds like a standard footing with a concrete block foundation. And if you're getting movement there, that's definitely a concern. It kind of points to some sort of failure in the way that foundation was designed. How much would you say that you're seeing that it's shifting or sinking? I mean, are we talking about a lot? Are you seeing a lot of movement?
There's a bow in the kitchen. It's probably about a 10, 12 degree angle coming off of it.
Ooh. That is pretty significant. And unfortunately, you're going to have this looked at as by a structural engineer, because there's definitely something going on. And any sort of repair that any contractor is going to come in is just going to sort of be guesswork. Whereas the structural engineer will say, this is the problem, and this is my opinion on the way that you're going to fix it. And that's what you really need to do, because that's a huge movement, that 10 to 12 degree dip in the floor.
No doubt.
You want to have this investigated, and you want to have it investigated sooner than later, because it could be dangerous. I mean, you could check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. They should be able to point you in the direction of, you know, a good certified home inspector to come in. We can find you a structural engineer in your area who can come in, and they will tell you how to get this stabilized. Good luck with that. Let us know what happened.
Knowing the age of your house is key to figuring out what kind of repairs or improvements you might need to make. We'll share some tricks of the trade to do just that on Leslie's Last Word in the next segment of The Money Pit.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through the Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clarkson's volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. As Tom would always say, it's the ho-ho home improvement time of year.
Yeah, I miss hearing that.
I know, right? Well, we could say it, too. It's the ho-ho home improvement time of year. And we're missing Tom, and we're always missing our family that's no longer with us this time of year, especially around the holidays. So let's reach out to our email friends out there. Maybe they're missing their friends, too. Maybe they've got some projects they need a hand with, and we can be that missing family member. What do you think, Jim? We got a good one this hour?
We've got Chase in Colorado. He says, my wife and I just bought our very first house, and we want to replace the faucets in the bathroom and the kitchen sinks. We have zero DIY skills. That's cool. But we watch some YouTube videos, and we think we can handle it. Are we crazy to even try it?
Well, I mean, I don't think you're crazy to try it, Chase. You know, if you want to tackle a plumbing project, you just need to be able to turn off the valve that supplies the water to that faucet. And that's the tricky part. If it turns off easily and you don't really have to wrench it or wrap a towel around it or get a pipe clamp or anything like that, then it should be a project that you can do. But if it doesn't turn off that easily, then I say stop immediately because you could cause a lot more problems than it's worth. If you can turn off that valve, it's pretty easy to just swap it sort of piece for piece. You can watch some great videos online to help you with that, to sort of get you feeling more comfortable with how that process is done. But again, if you cannot turn off that water supply easily, don't attempt it. You will end up with a bigger project to tackle. But good luck with that, Chase. Enjoy your new home and enjoy your wonderful snowy Colorado winter.
Knowing the age of your house is key to figuring out what kind of repairs or improvements you need to make. Leslie has some tips to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Ms. Segretti?
Well, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. And if you know the age of your home, problems common to homes built in that era could be avoided. So here's a couple of tricks of the trade that can help. Now, your plumbing fixtures like toilets and sinks are rarely replaced, and they can kind of clue you into your home's age. So if your home has its original toilet, you can remove the lid, you can look at the underside. Toilets are almost always date-stamped by the manufacturer as they roll off the assembly line, and that date is typically expressed as a four-digit number like 1954, but it also could maybe have a letter and be something like M54. So that's a good way to kind of know. And other plumbing fixtures like sinks have also been date stamped somewhere in their castings, but the toilet stamp is often the easiest to find. So if you can spot a date on a toilet, you can really bet your home was kind of constructed within a few months or a year of that date. Some other places that could be a good clue to the age of your house is the wiring. If you see knob and tube, that means 1920s and 30s. And actually, for the most part, you might see knob and tube wiring in an attic, but it's usually been disconnected and you just sort of see the remnants of it. So that's a good clue that your house was built in that time period. If you see steel plumbing pipes, that was used anywhere from the early 1900s to the 1940s. If you've got a newer house, you might even see a serial number on heating and cooling systems, and that can include a date from the manufacturer. So if you know when-ish your house was built, you can kind of anticipate some home repairs that could be coming up down the line and just kind of mentally prepare for them budget-wise and plan for those projects that could be heading your way anytime soon. Well, that's all we've got for you this hour here on the Money Pit. Are you a last-minute holiday decorator? Well, first impressions matter, so we're going to share some tips to help you with the first thing your guests see, your front door. Whether it's classic or contemporary, we're going to show you how to make it stand out. We hope you're enjoying all of these very busy holiday weekends, whatever you have going on. We're so thrilled to be part of it with you. Remember, guys, we're here to lend a hand. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time on The Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Bang for your buck. That's what the new Nikon Z5II full-frame camera delivers. It's all about packing a ton of features into a compact, lightweight body. Features like the Nikon X-Speed 7 image processor, which, by the way, is the same processor in higher-end Nikon cameras, giving you super speed and allows the AI in the camera to quickly identify subjects. So, for example, this camera has a bird detection mode, which makes it easier to detect and capture birds in flight. But there's a ton of other features, like 4K video recording, high-resolution zoom, which gets you super close to your subject in full HD, plus upgraded streaming, so you can turn it into a high-quality webcam. And of course, there's also ports for headphones and microphones. Truly more bang for your buck. Check out the Nikon Z5II at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The White House has a plan to lower drug prices.
President announced 9 drug makers have agreed to lower the cost of their prescription drugs.
This is the biggest thing having to do with drugs in the history of the purchase of drugs.
The companies, including Bristol-Myers Squibb, Merck, and Novartis, agreed to offer all of their flagship drugs at heavily discounted, most favored nation prices.
In other words, whatever the drug sells for over the world, in the world, whatever the lowest number is, if it's Germany, if it's in UK, anywhere, we will match that price.
Patients in Medicaid already pay a nominal amount to fill their prescriptions, but lower prices could help people with no insurance. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Julie Walker has an update on the NTSB investigation into the plane crash that killed retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle and 6 others.
Federal investigators trying to determine why a business jet carrying retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife, children, and 3 others crashed shortly after takeoff in Statesville, North Carolina, Thursday. NTSB investigator Michael Graham.
Early indications from multiple sources indicate that the airplane was stable on approach, configured for landing with the landing lights on, but the aircraft was coming in low.
Graham says they're still investigating who was piloting the plane. There were 3 on board. I'm Julie Walker.
A massive power outage has knocked out power to 130,000 homes and businesses in San Francisco. The outage Saturday represents roughly a third of Pacific Gas and Electric Company's customers in the city. The power failure left a large swath of the northern part of the city in the dark, beginning with the Richmond and Presidio neighborhoods and areas around Golden Gate Park. News and analysis at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
The Los Angeles Angels have settled a lawsuit over the drug overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs.
The decision to settle was reached Friday while jurors were deliberating after a 2-month civil trial in Southern California over whether the Angels should be held responsible for Skaggs' 2019 death. Attorney Rusty Hardin.
So I think the focus should be on the Angels more than Major League Baseball, but Major League Baseball should, and I suspect will, send a message out. You guys can't let this happen.
Authorities say Skaggs snorted a fentanyl-laced pill provided by the team's communications director, Eric Kay. Skaggs' relatives filed a lawsuit alleging the MLB team knew or should have known Kay was a drug addict and dealing painkillers to players. The team said officials did not know Skaggs was taking drugs and would have sought him help if they did. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A statue of Barbara Rose Johns was unveiled during a ceremony on Capitol Hill this past week. Her new statue takes the place of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, which was removed several years ago. The new image depicts the late teenage civil rights activist as she protested poor conditions at her then-segregated Virginia high school. House Speaker Mike Johnson offered this tribute.
We are here to honor one of America's true trailblazers, a woman who embodied the essence of the American spirit in her fight for liberty and justice and equal treatment under the law, the indomitable Barbara Rose Johns.
Pearl Harbor survivor and U.S. Navy veteran Ira Ike Schaub has died. He was 105. His daughter says he passed away at home early Sunday. There remains only about a dozen survivors of the 1941 surprise attack, which killed just over 2,400 troops and propelled the country into World War II. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If your basement is a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit, pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. 2 weeks to Christmas, Jim. What are you doing? What'd you get me?
That wouldn't be a surprise then, would it?
Is it a name tag that says I'm Leslie Segretti because I forgot to say my name?
Nope. Reminder name tag.
What's my name? Oh, Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit. You know, it's such a busy time of year that you do forget all of the normal, regular things. And that's what we're here for. We're here to help you keep your home in tip-top shape, help you keep your noggin on straight so that you're getting through the finish line of the Christmas morning and just making everything perfect for your family and friends. And listen, perfect doesn't always have to mean perfect. It can mean the best, most wonderful thing for you and your family, and that's what we're here to give a hand with. So let's get right to the show this hour. We've got a lot to help you guys with before the big celebration. So coming up, are you planning a project in the new year? We will share with you the top 5 most common remodeling mistakes. And now that the cold temperatures have begun to set in, are you constantly looking for that heavier sweater? Are you sleeping in flannel PJs? Well, if your house or your apartment are feeling drafty and cold, space heaters could be a solution. So we're going to share how you can select one that won't cost you a bundle to run and, you know, not burn down your house in the process. And also ahead, is this the weekend that you're heading out to buy a Christmas tree? Well, we're going to tell you how to know if that perfect tree is actually fresh or not. Lots to cover this busy weekend, so give us a call at 888 Money Pit so we can lend you a hand. Jim, who's up first?
Going out to Point Roberts, Washington, Leslie, we've got Linda on the line who would like to speak about kitchen countertops. How can we help out?
Thank you so much for your information. Your show's excellent.
Oh, Linda, you're so sweet. Tell us what's going on.
I bought this house that was built in the 80s, and I've never liked these very, very dark forest green Formica countertops. I just wanted to know about these new products that I could sort of paint over. Do I have to sand Formica first or put on any kind of kills or anything that's going to make it work properly?
All right, so it sounds like you're talking about Deich Coatings, and we here at the Money Pit love their products very much. They have been a sponsor on the show, but we actually use the product. I've used the product on Hotel Impossible. We've used it in our own homes. We've used it at friends' homes. We've used it at rental properties. It's a great product if you have a very solid sort of Formica countertop that you don't like the color of, that you're just tired of, but you don't want to spend a ton of money in getting a solid surface. You can actually, through Deich Coatings, look at their line of things. There's one called Lux Rock. There's one called Marble Dream. Lux Rock, it's a kit. It ends up looking just like granite. It is very, very easy to do. It's super user friendly. There's a ton of different color options. And I promise you, once applied and sort of followed through in the steps, it's going to look great. Marble Dream is the same. The issue, though, is make sure that Formica on your countertop is well adhered. You don't want to have any structural damage in the countertop itself. But basically, everything you need is right there in the kit. You just kind of lightly sand that Formica just to rough up the surface a smidge so that the paint product sticks to it very, very well. I mean, it's really great. You can check them out at DeichCoatings.com, and that's D-A-I-C-H. It's a great option for your situation, and it's very, very user-friendly, and the prices as well.
It sounds perfect, and I can follow your instructions perfectly. Thank you both.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MoneyPit.
Jeremy is in Pennsylvania, and he's dealing with a leaky basement, and boy, can I relate to that. What can we do for you, Jeremy?
I have a finished basement that has block foundation, and I have a small leak that it's not pulling up water or anything like that. It just kind of causes me some moisture problems. Smells kind of musty and damp and things like that.
All right, well, boys, I'm sorry you're both dealing with this. Jeremy, where is the leak?
Before I finished it, it was at the corner of the slab and the block wall, and it seemed like it was coming up from underneath. I sealed it, I think, inadvertently with dry lock, and I don't think that necessarily did the trick. And I didn't know if there was another thing that I could do without gutting the basement completely, because I have, you know, laminate floor down and drywall up, if there's anything I can do from the outside.
All right, but does it get worse after a heavy rain?
It has before. It hasn't gotten much worse, no.
But it does kind of seem somewhat consistent with how much rain you're getting outside, correct? All right, so listen, the good news is that there's nothing you need to do inside the house to fix this. The problem's outside, and I would suspect that because this is at a corner, you may have a downspout near that area of the house, but generally, if you have a leak against the foundation wall like that, it's caused more by drainage than it is by anything like a rising water table. So if you look outside the foundation in that area, you're going to probably see that you have a blocked gutter, or maybe you have a gutter that doesn't have enough downspouts. or you've got downspouts that are discharging that water too close to the house. And when you have a moisture problem, you really want to move those spouts out about 4 to 6 feet, or perhaps you could have some grading that's too flat and it doesn't allow the water to go away from the house. That first 4 to 6 feet around the home's perimeter is really the most critical. And if the water is allowed to sort of sit and collect that close to the house, what's going to happen is you're going to get that moisture right back down into the basement. So the solution there is to fix the drainage outside, and then the inside is going to fix itself.
I think it's probably a combination of the two. I have a gutter right there in that corner, and then I think my grading is, I think it actually comes towards the house.
Yeah, that sounds like a double whammy, kind of like a recipe for disaster, right?
No doubt.
All right, well, start by getting that downspout extended, and then you could see an instant result, okay?
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much.
All right, well, Jeremy's spoken. Good luck with that project. I knew you'd get a kick out of that, Jim.
Spooky.
We don't want to give Pearl Jim the money, so just cool it, Jim. Thanks so much for spending your busy holiday weekend with us. Are you wondering how not to DIY? We're going to share the top 5 most common remodeling mistakes that homeowners make after this, so stick around. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
If you own a home and need cash, you could unlock thousands of dollars from your home equity quickly and easily. Call LendGo today at 888-602-1580. At LendGo, you can find out how much cash you could get with a home equity loan in just 2 minutes. It's free. There's no obligation, and it won't affect your credit score. Use the money for anything. Pay off high interest debt, or just give your budget some breathing room. Call 888-602-1580 today.
You're ready for savings. The Marvel Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 25% off. That's just $127 to roll on Cosmos Black or Pristine White Real Marble Coating on your countertops, vanities, and tabletops. No skills are needed to create stunning marble surfaces, and everything is included in the kit for this easy project. Order your Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by using code 112025. Order today at DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com with code 112025. Thanks so much, you guys. Ho, ho, ho.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. with Aero Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, the Money Pit is where we make DIY doable. So whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now let's get back to your holiday how-tos. Jim, who do we have next?
All right. We've got some door issues with Taylor, who's in somebody's home state of, was it
Who do I know that's from Michigan?
Not sure. But anyway, we do have Taylor there. Taylor, how can we help out?
Oh, it's you.
I knew it was somebody. Taylor, how can we help you out?
Well, my neighbor Jim is really a pain in the butt. What? Taylor? No, I'm kidding.
Taylor, I can hear you.
All right, Taylor, what's going on?
We were having, like, some swelling around our doors, and so it sticks when you shut it. And we were wondering if, besides sanding it, if there's anything that you can do to help fix that issue.
Yeah, when it comes to doors sticking, I mean, that could just be the general, you know, expansion during the warm, humid times of the year. You'll find that when it's cooler and drier, the door tends to get a little bit smaller and maybe not stick as much. But you have to kind of determine where exactly it's sticking, because that will tell you what you have to do. Once you can sort of pinpoint that, then we can better help you.
Yeah, on both of our doors that have that issue, we've noticed it towards the top of the door. So that part might be leaning a little bit, I think.
All right, so you've tightened the screws and the hinges just to see if they've loosened themselves and it's kind of fitting in the jamb itself. You tried that?
Yeah, we have tried that.
And, you know, typically if the door is not closing properly, it just means it's not adjusted correctly. And a door can only move in so many ways. So you kind of just have to pay attention when it's closing. Look for the unevenness. Like, what's hitting first? Is it a corner? Is it one side of it? Is it the jamb? Is it the lock? Like, what is it? And as you start to notice it, I mean, the other thing you can do is just rub the areas that you think are problematic with, like, a dark lipstick. Some people use chalk, but I don't think I can really see the chalk unless you get colorful kids' chalk and rub it along the edge of the door, and then that sort of leaves its print on the jamb where it's struggling. And then what you can do is just kind of trial and error, because some screws pick it up, some screws pull it back, some screws set it more forward, some screws set it more back. So it's kind of just realigning the door by tightening the thing or loosening the thing that's causing the door to be sort of off balance and getting stuck in the places that it is. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You know what? There's also a great video online. It's called DIY Door Alignment for Smart Locks. You can find it on YouTube. It's also on moneypit.com. And that will help you sort of figure out ways to pinpoint the issues as well. And it's a super easy fix once you kind of see what's going on.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, home improvement can be one of the most rewarding times of home ownership, but with the excitement of planning a new project, it really is easy to make errors that can end up driving costs way beyond what you've budgeted. So here's our list of the big errors that we hear about that come up over and over again. First up is over-improving. While a lot of projects do contribute real value to your property, others have about the same resale value as losing a lottery ticket. Well, a losing lottery ticket. You don't want to lose a winning lottery ticket.
Well, that would be a loser.
You know,
that would be a loser.
That would be a real loser. But if the value of your current home plus the cost of the home improvement that you're planning exceeds the average home value in your area, it's just like a losing lottery ticket. You're never going to get the return on your home improvement investment. But bathrooms, kitchens, decks, those usually do provide the best return on your investment, so you can gear your projects to that. And projects that are geared more towards personal taste, like decorating, for example, it's not really going to improve your value, but it is going to improve how you enjoy and how you live in your home. So there is personal value to that, but you're not going to see resale value on that. Now, planning your work and working your plan. Before you hire a remodeling contractor, do your homework. Research products, read reviews. You have to kind of develop a mind towards, like, the specifications of your project, and then kind of identify the products that you want to include in that remodel. So for a small project, you can do yourself, but for a larger job, hire that architect or the designer or the pro. You kind of have to figure out what that project is, what you can do for it, and then work from there. Now, another issue is not minding the zone. When you're building a new shed or a fence, it could seem like it's an easy enough home improvement project, but it could quickly turn into a legal nightmare if you don't first check that local land and zoning code for your property. Even if your project gets completed without a visit from that local zoning official, a violation really could haunt you for years when it comes time to sell your house. So make sure if you're putting up a fence or anything like that, that you are staying on your property and you are following the laws and the rules of your town. Now, when it comes to contracts, you want to make sure that all of your agreements with the contractor is in writing. A good contract will include a clear statement of the scope of the work. It's going to list materials and total contract price and a schedule of payments, when the job starts, and the completion dates. For smaller projects, just get in the habit of writing a quick email to the contractor who gave you the price for a project to just kind of confirm those details. Include the price you spoke about, the schedule you spoke about, because you may have heard that then and there, but if it's not in writing, you kind of don't have a leg to stand on as things change as you go forward. So it just kind of keeps you and your contractor, you know, working honestly and hand in hand. And the last mistake people make is not having a permit. You know, in a lot of areas of the country, getting a building permit is a requirement before you start a home improvement project.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's holiday chaos at its finest. It's Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas by Colin Andrelonis and directed by Maureen Sanders and Rhonda Albee. The tree isn't the only thing getting lit, and the family chaos makes fruitcake look stable. It's a festive fiasco of miscommunication, mischief, and merry mayhem. Perfect for anyone who thinks their own Christmas is a disaster. Running December 5th through 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading. Sponsored by this station and these other pro arts businesses.
The pipe, there was like, I don't know if it's like mold coming out of it or what. It, when we got the house, it set for a while. And then we filled it up and put palm olive dishwashing liquid in it, you know, and tried to clean it out.
Oh, yeah. And when that mold is like coming out of the inside of a pipe, because I had a sink back up and it was coming through the overflow drains, and like the sheets of mold, it was disgusting. So I know this is disgusting, all right? So, Robin, you put dish soap in there. Was it like the sudsiest thing ever, like you would see in the movies?
That's what they said to do. And anyway, we also got it glazed or painted, you know, as they usually say. It kind of faded off, and we had the fixtures painted too. And we thought the people that were doing it were really reputable, but now the fixtures, you know, where the jets are, the rings around the jets, the paint's kind of fading. And
right. Well, it sounds like you're actually talking about two issues here. Number one, you've got some sort of growth that's inside the internal plumbing system of your jetted tub. And secondly, the finish of that jetted tub has started to fade. And you restored it a bit ago, but now that restored finish is fading, chipping, etc. So let's go with the plumbing issue first. There really is a good way to do it. It's kind of caustic, you know, chemically. And I don't know that you can actually do it for a jetted tub, which is generally fiberglass, because it's kind of hard to do when, you know, cast iron's in the tub and sinks that folks love to restore. But, I mean, that whole process is kind of chemically or caustic. And then the products that they sell, you kind of paint over them, and they don't nearly have the life expectancy that you would hope for. So in terms of whatever's going on with the internal plumbing system, I would use a bleach solution. So if you were to fill the tub up and run it, maybe you fill the tub and have a half gallon or a gallon of bleach in that water and then run it through the jets. That should definitely help to sanitize anything that's growing in there. So fill it up with hot water, put the bleach in, let it run for a while. Don't put anything sudsy in there because it's just going to cause a giant mess, and sometimes that could leave a residue itself. But I think hot water and bleach should do the job well.
Unless she's on a septic system, because you really don't want to use bleach in a septic system.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jim. So if it's not a septic system, bleach and water. If it is, you would want to use a sort of more environmentally safe dish soap.
I would try like a Simple Green.
You think that'll work on that?
Yeah, it's not going to hurt anything if I'm wrong.
And that doesn't mess up the septic system?
No, but Simple Green sponsors us, and we need big money to recommend it. Just kidding, Leslie. I would give it a try because it is good for the environment, and if it doesn't, you know, if it doesn't work, it's not going to hurt anything.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not even using the tub anyway because you're kind of grossed out by it, so at least try these methods and see. See if it makes you feel any better, see if things come out clean. But I know it looks pretty gross when the mold comes out of those pipes. Now, when it comes to the glaze, I mean, you've already refinished it once. So I don't think at this point it's worth the money or the time to refinish it again. So if it's tolerable and not peeling, or it's not, you know, too damaged in any way, shape, or form where it's eventually going to leak, I say just ride it out until it's time to replace it, and maybe you'll replace it with a non-jetted one so you don't feel so yuck about it.
Okay, so I'll probably just replace it.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. If you feel a draft in your home or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to help take that edge off? Well, we're going to share important tips on the different types of space heaters so you can choose one that's both efficient and safe after this.
The festive season can be one of the happiest times of the year, but it can also be one of the worst. Tragically, rates of domestic abuse spike over the holidays, fueled by family pressures, financial stress, and more time spent at home. YSL Beauty, as part of their ongoing Abuse Is Not Love initiative, are highlighting 5 internal warning signs of intimate partner violence. Dr. Sarah Kubrick tells us more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sarah Kubrick, the millennial therapist. I'm a researcher, a speaker, and author of It's On Me. I specialize in identity, relationships, and trauma, having spent a decade studying the intricacy of infidelity and intimate partner violence. Right now, I have the privilege of co-publishing with YSL Beauty, and we're looking at 5 internal signs of intimate partner violence, what it's like to be her, not just talk about her, but really what is that experience like? You can find incredible resources on yslbeauty.com. They also work with 25 NGOs worldwide.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
The holidays, a time of joy, that can turn into an oh boy moment during a home tech emergency. When those moments happen, you need Verizon Home Device Protect. For just $25 a month plus taxes, you'll get 24/7 tech support and professional setup on eligible home tech for $49 per product, like mounting your brand new TV. And if you're a Verizon Home Internet customer, the installation is on us at $0. Don't let a home tech emergency ruin the holiday cheer. Get Verizon Home Device Protect. Limitations and exclusions apply. Visit your local Verizon store today.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh.
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
$2.8 million to study fighting hamsters, $11 million on cat constipation, $2.4 million to see if monkeys gamble. This is how Washington spends your tax dollars, funding absurd studies through U.S. universities. Campus Reform is exposing this waste, calling out taxpayer-funded grants that embarrass our institutions. Research dollars should support real progress, medical breakthroughs, innovation, not kitten motion sickness. Thanks to these reports, hundreds of millions in grants have already been canceled. Campus Reform will keep shining a light, holding wasteful programs accountable. Visit campusreform.org to stay informed. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The major crossover between gun rights and civil rights has come to a head under the Donald Trump Department of Justice. Are we about to see constitutional rights get the full protection they deserve? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you looking for a quick holiday decor tip? Well, if you are decking the halls this season but want to avoid drilling, taping, or tacking your trim, removable adhesive hooks are about to become your best holiday decorating tool. Instead of hammering nails into your walls, the mantle, the door frame, you can use clear or color-matched command hooks. You can hang wreaths, lights, stockings, garlands, even holiday signs or string lights inside your windows. They stick strong, they hold really well, and come off cleanly when the holidays are over. No damage, no patching, no regrets. You want to hide cords from window candles or plug in garlands? You can use smaller hooks to neatly guide those cords down the back of furniture or along the wall so they're out of sight but easy to access. And here's a bonus trick, guys. Flip those hooks upside down. I use that a lot when I'm hanging garland. You can also use it on the backside of a door to secure the ribbon from hanging a wreath without showing any hardware on the front. Awesome tip. Great trick. It's fast, it's renter friendly, and it saves your trim from unnecessary holes so that you can celebrate without the spackle come January. Gotta love that. No repairs necessary. Jim, who's up next?
Let's head out to Illinois, where we've got Paul, and he's dealing with an old home with some roofing issues. Please fill us in with a little more detail there, Paul.
Slate roof, having a hard time. Gutters are backing up. The roof's 30 foot tall, so I'm having a hard time getting up there. And this time it's hard to get anybody out here to do it. So,
well, what kind of gutters do you have? Have you heard them being called anything?
These are the box gutters.
All right, so they're built into the house, the box gutters. So basically your roof is kind of flat at that front edge, and then it has a trough built into it where that water's supposed to collect and then run down a downspout, correct?
Yes, and I have like a probably a 3 foot soffit underneath it, you know, I mean, like a big overhang.
Yeah, I mean, they probably clog up at the spouts a lot because those holes are pretty small. I mean, even though you've got a big, wide built-in gutter system there, one of the things that you can do to kind of help this, and that's typically the repair you do when you get tired of this type of gutter, is that you add to the front edge of the roof. So right now you've got this kind of flat section, and then you have a pitch section, right? So generally what a roofer will do is that they'll build the pitch section over that flat box gutter and then put a traditional gutter on the outside of that. And in doing so, you're bypassing that box gutter system because you're getting backups, you're having issues cleaning it. But usually those built-in gutters will just kind of wear out pretty quickly and not last nearly as long as a metal gutter would.
Yeah, I think you're right on the path, because the problem is that my downspouts are not big enough, and I don't have enough on the house.
Yeah, so I think in this situation, you kind of either have to make sure that everything is free-flowing, nothing is blocked, or you can kind of extend the roof over that built-in and put a properly sized, better-functioning gutter system on the house. I think if you're putting in a traditional 5-inch or 6-inch gutter, that should definitely do the trick. They're bigger. They virtually never clog. You can also put in a gutter guard so that you don't ever have to clean, since you said that the roof is kind of high up and you don't know how to get up there. Let it be put on with the gutter guard so that this way you're saving yourself from a chore that, quite frankly, you're not comfortable with and could be dangerous.
I really appreciate your help.
All right. Well, you got it. Good luck with that project.
And Leslie, on gutters, you really can't go too big. So if it's a question of one size or the other, go big.
Yeah, go larger, unless it's a budget buster. I don't really know how they compare price-wise.
They're more, but if they're saving you major headaches, and the gutter guards are a little more expensive, but it's so close, that's the time to do it.
All right, well, there you have it. Well, if you feel a draft in your home or your apartment, do you turn to space heaters to take the edge off? Here's how to choose one that's both efficient but also safe. First thing to know is that there are basically two different types of space heaters, radiant and convection, and they work very differently from each other. Now, radiant heating warms objects, including you, by radiating heat, as the name implies. Convection heaters, on the other hand, warms the air in the room and will eventually warm the entire room, providing you buy one that's the appropriate size for the room you want to heat. So in short, if you're looking to warm just a certain area, say your favorite chair where you curl up each evening to watch TV or read, then a radiant heater is going to work just fine. But if you want to heat the whole room, a convection heater is definitely the better choice for you. There's different sizes and different styles for both types of space heating units, ranging from tabletop to larger freestanding convection units for warming an entire room. Some look like mini radiators, others are filled with oil or water, while some are ceramic convection heaters that'll pull in the cold air, warm it, and then release that warmed air back into the room. So a lot of different options out there for you to consider. And pricing on space heaters can be as low as $40 or go up to well over $200. And bear in mind, if you're paying your own electric bill, they're going to add to that expense, although most are fairly efficient. So in very general terms, supposing you use that heater every day for, say, 6 to 8 hours, you can expect it to add $20 to $30 per month on your electric bill. Not terrible if you're super chilly and, you know, you could buy a new sweater too. But that's the cost of running those space heaters. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's up next for the Money Pit?
All right, Leslie, we've got Carolyn in Pennsylvania holding, and she's doing some organizing, finding a stubborn cabinet odor. Ugh. What's going on, Carolyn?
Well, yes, what we have is a cabinet in our kitchen. It is underneath our countertop. We have a granite countertop, and it's our Lazy Susan. It's the cabinet in the corner. And about a year and a half ago, we had moved temporarily out of state for my husband's job. And apparently, I might have, right before leaving, cleaned a dish and put it in that cabinet, and maybe I'm assuming it wasn't completely dry all the way. And then when we returned from our 3 months away, lo and behold, every time we'd, you know, come into the kitchen, my husband said, there's some kind of a smell here. And then we ended up opening this cabinet, and lo and behold, there was a little green just haze on, and it was mold. So there's no more but there's still this sort of lingering kind of a musty smell.
You have a guess, Jim? What's your guess?
Dead mouse.
I mean, anytime there's a funky smell, I'm always like, rodent? Is there a dead rodent somewhere?
Exactly.
And it's definitely, I mean, maybe it's just because, you know, I'm a New Yorker. When I smell something like, bleh, I'm like, oh, God, there's an animal under a desk somewhere in a cabinet. We better find it. But no, yeah. It could be that when you put that wet dish back in the cupboard and close the door, and, of course, the kitchen cabinet is generally to the exterior wall, maybe it was warm, and that dish got a little, like, muggy in the cabinet, and then all of a sudden it went through and became, like, moldy. But you have to be careful because it could have spread mold to an area under the cabinet. You just kind of have to look around and see what's going on because it could just be that the mold has spread to areas that you haven't been able to see, or maybe maybe you just can't get to it. Like maybe it's behind a kickboard. Maybe it's behind some sort of a trim. I mean, I don't know how much moisture there, but if you've closed that door and that plate is wet and it's warm, it's going to kind of get steamy and have a lot of moisture and condensation in there, and then it's going to be more wet, even though that plate might not have been totally wet. So I think that's what you need to do. You have to look at the kickboard on the floor. You have to look in the areas that maybe you're just not seeing, and then clean everything with bleach, water, let it dry really well, keep those cabinet doors open, and then maybe you want to paint the interior if that smell still persists, but hopefully at that point you've gone and gotten rid of all of that mold or mildew growth.
Yeah, because of the inserts where the lazy Susan, where it kind of turns around the turntable. I kind of did my best, but yeah. And the kickboard. Well, thank you very much. That's great.
All right. Well, good luck with that project that you hadn't planned on doing. Aren't those always the fun ones, Jim, when you're like, look, I'm doing something great. And then all of a sudden you're like, now I have to do a million other things because that great thing was done.
Or my 6 favorite words, all you got to do is. Well, until you start.
Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, is this the weekend that you're heading out to buy your Christmas tree? We're going to tell you how to know if that perfect tree is actually fresh or not after this. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Hope you're ready for savings. The Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coating is on sale right now at a whopping 20.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Reach out now with your questions to moneypit.com/ask or listen and learn from the solutions we deliver to your fellow DIYers in every episode of the Money Pit podcast. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, shopping for a fresh Christmas tree is a fun holiday activity that the whole family enjoys. So to make sure that that tree is right for you, here's a few things to keep in mind to make sure the tree fits and is fresh enough to last all the way past the new year. They never seem to last till my birthday in February, but that's always kind of the goal. Now, the needles should look shiny, green, and fresh. They shouldn't be dry or brown, and they shouldn't fall off when you pull on a branch. You also need to remember the space for both the tree horizontally and vertically. I mean, people are like, oh, it looks like it's going to fit. But I swear sometimes those trees like just grow in size from the lot to the house. So bring that tape measure with you. Make sure you want the tree to fit. Make sure you leave room for the star. All of that. You also want to look for a tree with strong branches like a Fraser or noble fir. We always get a Royal Fraser. They're beautiful. They smell great. They really hold the ornaments. And if possible, lay the tree inside the car for the drive home. If you drive with the tree on your roof, make sure you tie it down securely. When we got our tree this year, we were tying it up top, and the guy at the tree stand was like, how far do you live? Because this one's only going to last 15 minutes, this knot. So make sure. And then he's like, I'm just busting your chops. And we're like, yeah, we know. Also, we tied it to the car, Dodo Bird. Anyway, trees are great. They really look wonderful for the season. So if you're buying that fresh tree, make sure you do your research and buy a good one that's going to last. And if buying a fresh tree isn't for you, check out the amazing options in those artificial trees. A lot of them come pre-lit. They really look beautiful. There's actually a good guide for buying artificial trees at moneypit.com. Now, how can we help you decorate? Jim, who's on the line?
Leslie, Larry in Louisiana. That's a lot of L's. Leslie, Larry, Louisiana. Yeah.
Leslie, Larry, Louisiana.
You're rubbing off on me. Larry needs some help at home. What are you working on, Larry?
I have a pier and beam house. I had an addition added on to it. And the addition is starting to sink and is causing a bow in the flooring in the kitchen.
All right. So what kind of foundation do you think that addition has?
It was under a concrete little runners that ran around the house.
When you say concrete runners, are you talking about a concrete footing?
Well, it's split. It's, you know, maybe every 5-6 foot. It's like a 1 foot thick piece of concrete that runs down a channel. And then they put these other concrete pieces that sit on top of it to where they put the foundation of the house on it.
All right. Well, it sounds like a standard footing with a concrete block foundation. And if you're getting movement there, that's definitely a concern. It kind of points to some sort of failure in the way that foundation was designed. How much would you say that you're seeing that it's shifting or sinking? I mean, are we talking about a lot? Are you seeing a lot of movement?
There's a bow in the kitchen. It's probably about a 10, 12 degree angle coming off of it.
Ooh. That is pretty significant. And unfortunately, you're going to have this looked at as by a structural engineer because there's definitely something going on. And any sort of repair that any contractor is going to come in is just going to sort of be guesswork. Whereas a structural engineer will say, this is the problem and this is my opinion on the way that you're going to fix it. And that's what you really need to do because that's a huge movement, that 10 to 12 degree dip in the floor.
No doubt.
You want to have this investigated, and you want to have it investigated sooner than later because it could be dangerous. I mean, you could check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. They should be able to point you in the direction of, you know, a good certified home inspector to come in. We can find you a structural engineer in your area who can come in, and they will tell you how to get this stabilized. Good luck with that. Let us know what happened.
Knowing the age of your house is key to figuring out what kind of repairs or improvements you might need to make.
We'll share some tricks of the trade to do just that on Leslie's Last Word in the next segment of The Money Pit.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Treasury just made a huge announcement regarding illegal immigrants.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Treasury says illegal immigrants will be removed from the financial system completely. If you can't get a job here and you can't get benefits, you're not going to come. This should have been done years ago.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Across the United States, veterans are leading community projects through The Mission Continues, planting gardens, repairing playgrounds, and mentoring youth. Marine veteran Eric Greitens' nonprofit has engaged 120,000 volunteers in thousands of projects. Air Force veteran Lisa Clark says volunteering restored her sense of purpose after service. By turning military skills into civilian impact, the program proves service doesn't end when the uniform comes off. For more great veteran stories, just go to National Defense.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. As Tom would always say, it's the ho-ho home improvement time of year.
Yeah, I miss hearing that.
I know, right? Well, we could say it, too. It's the ho-ho home improvement time of year. And we're missing Tom, and we're always missing our family that's no longer with us this time of year, especially around the holidays. So let's reach out to our email friends out there. Maybe they're missing their friends, too. Maybe they've got some projects they need a hand with, and we can be that missing family member. What do you think, Jim? We got a good one this hour?
We've got Chase in Colorado. He says, my wife and I just bought our very first house, and we want to replace the faucets in the bathroom and the kitchen sinks. We have zero DIY skills. That's cool. But we watched some YouTube videos, and we think we can handle it. Are we crazy to even try it?
Well, I mean, I don't think you're crazy to try it, Chase. You know, if you want to tackle a plumbing project, you just need to be able to turn off the valve that supplies the water to that faucet. And that's the tricky part. If it turns off easily and you don't really have to wrench it or wrap a towel around it or get a pipe clamp or anything like that, then it should be a project that you can do. But if it doesn't turn off that easily, then I say stop immediately because you could cause a lot more problems than it's worth. If you can turn off that valve, it's pretty easy to just swap it sort of piece for piece. You can watch some great videos online to help you with that, to sort of get you feeling more comfortable with how that process is done. But again, if you cannot turn off that water supply easily, don't attempt it. You will end up with a bigger, bigger project to tackle. But good luck with that, Chase. Enjoy your new home and enjoy your wonderful snowy Colorado winter.
Knowing the age of your house is key to figuring out what kind of repairs or improvements you need to make. Leslie has some tips to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Ms. Segretti?
Well, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. And if you know the age of your home, problems common to homes built in that era could be avoided. So here's a couple of tricks of the trade that can help. Now, your plumbing fixtures like toilets and sinks are rarely replaced, and they can kind of clue you into your home's age. So if your home has its original toilet, you can remove the lid, you can look at the underside. Toilets are almost always date-stamped by the manufacturer as they roll off the assembly line, and that date is typically expressed as a four-digit number like 1954, but it also could maybe have a letter and be something like M54. So that's a good way to kind of know. And other plumbing fixtures like sinks have also been date stamped somewhere in their castings, but the toilet stamp is often the easiest to find. So if you can spot a date on a toilet, you can really bet your home was kind of constructed within a few months or a year of that date. Some other places that could be a good clue to the age of your house is the wiring. If you see knob and tube, that means 1920s and 30s. And actually, for the most part, you might see knob and tube wiring in an attic, but it's usually been disconnected and you just sort of see the remnants of it. So that's a good clue that your house was built in that time period. If you see steel plumbing pipes, that was used anywhere from the early 1900s to the 1940s. If you've got a newer house, you might even see a serial number on heating and cooling systems, and that can include a date from the manufacturer. So if you know when-ish your house was built, you can kind of anticipate some home repairs that could be coming up down the line and just kind of mentally prepare for them budget-wise and plan for those projects that could be heading your way anytime soon. Well, that's all we've got for you this hour here on the Money Pit. Are you a last-minute holiday decorator? Well, first impressions matter, so we're going to share some tips to help you with the first thing your guests see, your front door. Whether it's classic or contemporary, we're going to show you how to make it stand out. We hope you're enjoying all of these very busy holiday weekends, whatever you have going on. We're so thrilled to be part of it with you. Remember, guys, we're here to lend a hand. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time on The Money Pit. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT. Woo!
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Bang for your buck. That's what the new Nikon Z5.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Redding Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
From the Fox News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, it's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. Brian Kilmeade Show. Moving through a very exciting week. Place is packed in New York City. And I'm just going to remind everybody, if you're going to mail something out and want it there by Christmas Eve, they say, do it today. If you want first-class mail through the post office or you want ground transportation on UPS. I don't know if transportation is the right word. Whatever you do, don't mail me anything. I got enough. Karl Rove is standing by. He just needs me to buy a little bit of time. He's not quite ready. And Senator Lindsey Graham at the bottom of the hour. Man, he made some news yesterday and over the weekend with this trio of terror attacks that took place from Syria to Australia. And then we saw what happened at Brown. So before we get to Karl, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
Every part of you wants to be there for your child. You don't want to send them out to be homeless on the street. You don't want that. I feel like, who would? But sometimes you have no choice. Part of the problem is that we have pathologized addiction to the point where the addict is treated like a victim on the level of a cancer patient.
You know, you're not kidding. I mean, they actually say that it's disease. Matt Walsh weighing in last night on the podcast as it relates to the Rob Reiner murders. It may have involved the rich and famous, but addiction and attacks on family and turmoil that results out of it is relatable around the nation. We'll discuss.
Number two.
And the idea that your faith, that it somehow allows people to subject you to the most horrific slaughter and violence is inexcusable in any democracy anywhere in this world.
That is so true. Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL, anti-Semitism raging around the world. It's time to stand up and be counted. Don't just say it's not me, it's not my problem, I don't feel that way. You got to stand behind Israel and the Jewish community. And if nothing else, it's because those attacks are coming after Christianity in the West. They're in the line of fire too. I think you should realize that.
Number one.
If he's still standing when this is over, this is a fatal major mistake to our standing in the world. If after all this, Maduro is still in power, that's the worst possible signal you could send to Russia, China, Iran.
Senator Lindsey Graham, you are right. Going for the takedown. President Trump to address the nation. Front and center will be the ousting of Maduro in Venezuela. As he says, no tankers in, no tankers out. Karl Rove joins us now. Hey, Karl.
First, I want to be clear. I was ready. I was not, you know, you didn't have to wait for me. I was eager. I was at the front, I was at the tape, ready for the gunshot.
So I did not have to buy time?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay. I'm going to correct the record then. In real time. Karl was ready. I'm going to go. I don't need a second source. Karl, so what do you think the president should say tonight? He's going to talk economy. And when I saw that he's making this speech, I thought a lot of these other networks are going to choose not to take it. If he wants to make just on Venezuela, and he says, obviously that would be it. But when he wants to talk about a kind of a year in review, do you think some of these networks are going to bail on it?
I think they might. I mean, it depends on how well the case has been made by the White House that this is worth, taking their existing program and setting it aside. Look, many is the time when the White House communicators will say, let's do a nationwide, speak to the nation on television. But you've got to sell that case to people so that the large number of networks put it on. So if the White House is saying we're going to be talking about the economy, they may say, look, we covered the rally last week on last Wednesday when the president was in Mount Pocono. We covered Vice President Vance's on Tuesday when he was in Allentown. We've been covering that. And this is, unless there is something new that the White House can convince us is going to be significantly different and newsworthy, that, some networks are going to say we've got, fill in the blank, a very popular program in which we've sold advertising.
So, he will talk about that. They said he's going to talk about the shrinking trade deficit. He's going to talk about the shrinking deficit overall, down $600 billion from where it was, the economy. But he's going to, most importantly, and I know your ears perked up on this yesterday when he put this out, the blockade on oil tankers entering and leaving Venezuela. That's significant, isn't it?
Yeah, look, the only thing keeping Maduro in power are two things. One is that he is providing the oil for Cuba. And without the discounted Cuban oil, he would not have the Cuban intelligence service surrounding him and would not have Cuban, intelligence agents serving as his personal bodyguards. The economy, to the degree that there is economy left in Venezuela that's sort of, moving along, it's because of the sale of Venezuelan oil to Cuba at a discounted price and to others wherever he can find it, much of it being sent into the illegal market around the world.
So now we have a situation where we, I think, blew up three boats, drug boats, the other day. You have Republicans and Democrats being briefed and being shown video yesterday, and as usual, a cut on party lines about what was going on behind closed doors and about this action. Tell me if you agree with Lindsey Graham on this. Cut nine.
There's no doubt in my mind that we have the legal authority to blow up these boats, interdict these boats. In 1989, President Bush, 41, literally invaded Panama, dropping the 82nd Airborne, taking the president of Panama out, putting him in American prison because he was a narco-terrorist drug dealer. There is no difference. In 1994, President Clinton took down the military takeover, the junta, the generals who took over Haiti, and brought back civilian control of Haiti. He was right to do that. Bush, 41, was right to clean up Panama. Trump is right to deal with a narco-terrorist state called Venezuela.
So if you agree with that, and number two, how should the president, knowing that, how should the president address that today if he looks at the others for an example?
Well, I totally agree with it. And look, I think the president agrees with that. I think the president understands that Venezuela represents a threat to the United States.
Yes.
And our interests in the region, that it is a narco regime that is illegitimate. He has now stolen how many elections? You know, the one of the candidates he defeated, quote, defeated in the last election, was given the Nobel Peace Prize because the world community recognizes he is keeping hold of power over this once prosperous country by means of thuggery. So I think if his goal is regime change, the most powerful thing he can say tonight is, my goal is regime change. I think the continent in which we live will be more prosperous and more free and more at peace if Maduro is driven from power, and I intend that the United States will play an intimate role in that along with our allies in the region. I mean, there is a wave moving through Central and South America, rejecting the old style policies of the left, and Maduro represents the worst of the worst. I mean, he is, you know, after Cuba, he is the most left wing regime in the entire region. And not only is he a leftist, he's a crook. I mean, so if you take a communist ideology and mix it in with a guy who's a criminal, it's a bad thing for not only his country, but for the entire region.
And Carl, for the longest time, you heard this when you guys were in office. Why are you worried about it? Let's worry about our backyard. Enough of the Middle East. So the president's actually focusing on it. Panama was first. Argentina helping their economy helps us. And then you have Bolivia have an election, put a conservative in there. Chile the other day put a conservative in there. Now you have Venezuela, which is home to Russia, Iran, Hezbollah, as well as China. If we could, this is a major, smart, big picture push to help the welfare of our nation long term. I couldn't be more impressed with it.
Yeah, and look, remember, who has the largest oil reserves in the world? Venezuela. And interestingly enough, unlocking those reserves will benefit the United States because we have the refining capacity in the Gulf Coast, starting in Corpus Christi, Texas, and moving around through to Louisiana to take the heavy crude that they have, which is distinctly different than the crude that we have in the United States, and refine it. So they're going to be coming to the U.S. and, you know, the largest Citgo, that's the government-run oil company, is actually in the United States. And so this is going to be a boon for America and the world, let alone Venezuela, which, again, Venezuela was once one of the most prosperous countries in the hemisphere, and today it's one of the poorest. Why? Because communist ideology and corruption, the corruption of a criminal class that runs that country, has destroyed the wealth and prosperity of those people.
So I want to talk about the Vanity Fair story. Chris Whipple, who you might be familiar with. Chris Whipple, yes. Who wrote the story on the Chiefs of Staff, it was an excellent book. He sat down with 11 interviews with Susie Wiles, and they are not happy in the Trump White House. Before I get your take on what you might have read or excerpts that you might have listened to, here's Chris Whipple, cut 25.
Well, I've been reading all of the speculation about why did she do it? Why would she talk to this guy? My theory of the case is that with this White House and with Susie Wiles, it's never four-dimensional chess. It might not even be chess. I mean, they just do what they want to do. And Susie was remarkably candid. I wrote a book about White House Chiefs of Staff that was pretty fair and nonpartisan. And she worked in the Reagan White House under Jim Baker, one of the major characters in my book. My own theory, I can only tell you what she said, which is that she felt that Trump in his first term was vilified by the press, never got a fair shake. And I think she thought I would give her a fair hearing.
So, and you know some of the things that have come out in it. Your thoughts about what you've seen so far?
Well, it's a look inside. It's candid. I think Susie Wallace is right to say that some of it lacks context. I've read both the Vanity Fair articles online. And also, though it's candid, I don't see anything in there that is essentially hurtful to the administration. There are things that are revealing. I'm sure there are things that people say, I wish she hadn't said that. But at the end of the day, what matters is what kind of a relationship does she have with the president? Has this undermined his trust in her? And my sense is
no.
The answer is no. Yeah, because look, she has played a vital role in his life for the last, 4 or 5 years, increasingly over the last 3 years. And he trusts her in a way that I don't see that he's trusted any former chief of staff that he's had, whether it was, Reince Priebus or you name it. He has a relationship with her that is powerful and I think unlikely to be shaken by
it. It's so different. One thing you have to say, Carl, between the two terms, he's like got the people there. He's standing by them. They're not without controversy. There's not days when they have bad days or bad decisions. And he's just the opposite of the first time. Instead of let's get him out of here, it's no, not moving. Whether it's Hegseth, whether it's Kristi Noem, and Susie Wiles. There's something about somebody when they're with you through the worst of times, which is after 2020, after she DeSantis isolated her and she thought she was unhirable. And then they're together. They work it out. Would you stick with me? Yes. And then he gets the nomination. You're still there. And then he wins the election. Would you be my chief of staff? It's almost as if you're so comfortable with each other, you could have bad days and good days. And I just think that the best thing to happen to President Trump if Susie stays for 4 years. But you must have liked it. You must have gotten offers like that when you were with George W. Bush. You were with him from day one, right, from his governor days.
Yeah.
You're with 41. Yeah. You have that rich history. You must have had opportunities with magazines, People Magazine, Vanity Fair, whatever it was, to do sit-downs. Did you do them? Would you be reluctant to do them?
Only if the communication shop told me to. And frankly, I had one with a well-known reporter who came in, and it was a strange interview. First of all, I was like a babe in the wilderness. What I should have had was somebody from the communication shop sitting in my office with my assistant, Susan Ralston, and I with a tape recorder while this guy, he would ask a question. I give him an answer. He would then write down the answer, repeating it, repeating the words as he wrote down what he was writing. And he would not have gotten right what I just said, so I'd have to correct him. And in my opinion, he came up with a totally bizarre quote that he put into a story that I never said. And, I regretted having done it. I didn't want to do it to begin with. And the White House communication shop said, do it. But I should have thought ahead and said, if you don't trust him, what do you need to do in order to ensure that it's completely accurate and fair? And that was have a recording as well. But no, to the degree that you do those things as a senior White House aide, you should do them only because the press and the communications types tell you this is needful in helping give a push an issue or give people an understanding of how we operate.
90 seconds left, but George W. Bush did come up in this and that the USAID was blown up by Elon Musk. They said it was a mistake and Rubio was there to save it. And he took a call from the 43rd president on PEPFAR. And that is a very effective humanitarian group operation that they were going to get rid of. And he wanted to make sure from the Secretary of State that he wasn't going to get rid of it. And he didn't, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to comment on what the former president may or may not have done. I will say that he feels very strongly about PEPFAR, which is an effort by the U.S. that involves faith-based groups and non-governmental organizations in helping to provide medication and treatment for AIDS and malaria, and primarily in Africa, and it has saved an estimated 25 million lives. And it is one of the most remarkable things, because here we have, you know, using like the Catholic Church and other religious organizations and private groups, you are in essence creating a health network that reaches into the darkest corners of Africa in order to save lives. I was in a part of Nigeria, and a governor of the Delta region said, "Do you know what are the most popular names for children?" This is about 8 or 9 years ago. "What are the most popular names for children in my part of Nigeria?" I said, "I have no idea." He said, "George and Laura." He said, "Tell the United States, thank you for saving my people." I mean, it was, he was very emotional about it. And the president, former president, has gone a number of years to help in an AIDS facility somewhere in Africa with no fanfare. And yet when he arrives, there'll be, you know, crowds lining the roads from the airport into the city, capital city, because of the thankfulness of the people of Africa for this aid and assistance from the people of the United States.
And the program's still there. Carl, have a fantastic Christmas if I don't talk to you next week.
You bet, buddy. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Back in a moment.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of 5-star reviews and an A+ on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An officer from Tennessee who responded to a call about a dog on the loose and ended up sharing his lunch with him makes today's Dean's List. Officer Samuel Lopez found the dog injured and lying on the side of the road. He was frightened and unable to walk. But instead of calling animal control, Officer Lopez stayed with the pup for 2 hours, sharing his food and giving him water from his bottle. A simple act of kindness, but one that means so much. Video of Officer Lopez comforting the dog until help arrived was posted online with the caption, "This is what public service looks like. Empathy, patience, and heart." Samuel says for him, dogs are family. He and his wife were unable to have children, so animals have filled that important place in their lives. Staying with that dog was what he knew he had to do until the vet took over. A pure act of love. Officer Samuel Lopez, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1971, Charles Manson.
It came about by not having a family, by being born without a father. I'm on the wrong side of the law the minute I was born, and I stand strong inside of it.
The
District Attorney's Office and I personally and the Los Angeles Police Department are all exceedingly happy with this verdict. We expected the verdict, but until that clerk reads the verdict, you never know.
I think the public's reaction has been, we did need to know this information. We had a right to know it.
Jim was buried in a simple ceremony with only a few friends present, because those of us who knew him intimately wanted to avoid all the notoriety and circus-like atmosphere that surrounded the deaths of such other rock personalities.
I'd just like to say before we start off with the concert that to thank you all for coming here.
Peace out!
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Take a pause.
Kettle cough is like the flu. You know, it goes around.
Dr. Michael Bailey, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, on the current surge of a potentially killer disease, kennel cough, also known as Bordetella. He says your dog should get the vaccine for it, but that vaccine is not always 100% effective.
Kennel cough can change its genetic pattern, and the vaccine, which may have been totally effective for it at one time, may not be as effective for it now.
Rumors have been going around on the internet that the kennel cough vaccine's worthless. But Dr. Bailey says if your dog does get kennel cough, the vaccine's going to make it milder. And as for pet vaccines in general, he says they're safe.
Talk to your veterinarian. Make sure they know what the circumstances are, and they're going to tailor any vaccine to your particular pet.
Take pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, everybody. Just a quick note. I'm going to be, cannot wait for One Nation on Sunday. I know it's a little bit early. We're going to be tackling this whole sports and kids and sports and how much it's costing. Look, your kid might be a prodigy, might be a good player, boy or girl, it doesn't matter. You're out there, your kid is about to get cut from the first team or, you know, kind of in the middle. You want to see if he or she can get better. You live paycheck to paycheck. Well, everybody in the block, mom, dad is getting private lessons. Well, I'm going to get you private lessons. Okay, put it on your credit card. Or Venmo it. You can just be on a credit card then. And then, well, we got a tournament in Virginia, got a tournament in Pennsylvania, got a tournament in South Carolina. I got to go to Arizona if I want to keep up. And you want to do it. So with the Emordinated Scholarship or not, it becomes so intense so early and so expensive now, up 40% in the last 5 years. I'm going to tackle this on Sunday because I really think, Saturday at 10 o'clock, I really think so many people relate to it. Now, a lot of people think, well, I'm not going to get caught up in it. My kid doesn't want to go pro, or my kid doesn't want to play in college. It doesn't matter. Think about it. If your kids fall behind in school, you'll pay money for a tutor. If your kid doesn't make a team or wants to be on a team, just to be included with the friends on the block, not if you want them to go pro, you'll do it. Next thing you know, you're paying extra money you don't have. It's got to stop. There's some things that they're doing now I think are encouraging. We'll talk about it. Senator Lindsey Graham next.
On top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is House Call for Health. Doctors say the most wonderful time of the year should be filled with carols and tidings of joy, not coughs, sneezing, and other allergy symptoms. But there are plenty of seasonal triggers that health experts say should wind up on the naughty list, including pet dander and something called Christmas tree syndrome. One doctor at The Ohio State University says that's related to when you pick up a fresh Christmas tree from the farm, there can be mold spores in there that are dormant. The molds typically are dormant when the temperature turns cold, but then as you bring the tree indoors and there's more humidity and warmth, it can actually activate mold spores. The doctor also adds you can get symptoms from artificial products too, including artificial trees or other home decorations, if they've been stored in areas where dust might accumulate. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network,
this is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House Podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir said, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The Bible promises that God is close to the brokenhearted, that he saves those who are crushed in spirit. So why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? Well, many say it is because churches need to minister more to the souls sitting in the pews. Author and evangelist Nick Vujicic.
A lot of us are not really having an honest audit, check, and inventory of even just the brokenhearted within the four walls of the church, let alone trying to save the lost.
For 20 years, Vujicic has ministered to those in pain, knowing what it feels like to be angry with God over life circumstances. Born with no arms or legs, he almost committed suicide as a child, but the grace of God intervened. His book, Champions for the Brokenhearted, shows how to have faith in God's purpose and plan.
That's the epiphany, the revelation of realizing, I don't need to know the plan, I just need to believe that he has one.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
We're proud of what we're doing, able to lay it out very directly to these senators and soon to the House, but it's all classified. We can't talk about it now. We're also going to tomorrow allow the HASC and SASC to see the unedited video of the September 2nd, alongside with Admiral Bradley, who has done a fantastic job, has made all the right calls, and we're glad he'll be there to do it. But in keeping with longstanding Department of War policy, Department of Defense policy, of course we're not going to release a top secret, full unedited video of that to the general public. HASC and SASC and appropriate committees will see it. But not the general.
Senator Lindsey Graham weighs in now. That's Pete Hegseth yesterday. Lindsey Graham also talked to the press right after that. He's chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, member of the Appropriations Judiciary Committee, and tremendous knowledge of military. Senator, do you think that Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, made the right decision there?
I like Pete a lot. I think he's done a really good job. Here's what I would do. I'd release it to every member of Congress. Listen, we got videos all over TV showing us blowing up votes. I am all for blowing these votes up. This is very legal. We invaded Panama in 1989 as a country under Bush 41. We dropped 82nd Airborne in. We took Noriega, the president of Panama, out of office and put him in an American jail. So don't tell me that Trump can't do what he's doing. What I would tell Pete and others is share it with everybody in the Senate and the House and let you make your own judgment. I'm okay with what happened.
What did you think of the video that you saw yesterday?
I'm okay with what happened.
All right, so Democrats have a totally different idea.
It's fine. They got a totally different idea about everything. And that's why we have an election, right? Their idea is to withdraw from Afghanistan and obliterate our border and raise your taxes and impose Obamacare on you. If we don't win this election, we got nobody to blame but ourselves. Our ideas are better than theirs. Trump has secured the border in a way that nobody could have believed a year ago, right? Trump is going after ISIS wherever ISIS lives. He destroyed the caliphate in his first term. Biden let it come back by withdrawing from Afghanistan. He started giving money back to Iran and obliterated the border. Listen, we got a good story to tell. We need to tell it. The economy is getting better, but it's going to take a while because they were just as bad with the economy as they were with national security. And we need to talk about that more. But I've got no problem blowing out the boats. Admiral Bradley is not a war criminal. He's a patriot. I want to take Maduro out. I'm tired of playing games here. He's a narco-terrorist, illegitimate leader of Venezuela. He didn't win the election. He stole the election. He's aligned with Hezbollah. He dumped tens of thousands of people into our country to wreak havoc on us. He needs to go.
All right, so I want you to hear Tammy Duckworth, also a veteran. You're in the military, too. Cut six.
I worry about our uniformed services, our men and women in uniform. They deserve to know if they're going to go to war, that it is truly a war, that they have the American people behind them, that Congress has voted on it.
He's comparing it to the Obama drone strikes. Do you see that as a fair comparison?
I don't see that as a fair comparison because, again, we had an AUMF in Iraq and Afghanistan. These are two completely different situations. And in fact, what I think we need to do, again, is go back to the beginning of this. What is it that the Trump administration is trying to do here? Is it regime change? If it's regime change, then come to us and say, hey, we need regime change in Venezuela, and here's the evidence, here's what we think, and then Congress will deliberate, and then we will vote on it.
So she doesn't like the comparison, but she says if you ask, she'll say okay.
Well, no, she won't say, okay, I like her a lot. She sacrificed for her nation, but she's wrong. For 33 years, I used to be a military lawyer as a judge, defense attorney, and a prosecutor. This is familiar ground for me. In 1989, President Bush 41, without congressional approval, took Noriega out as the Panama leader, literally using military force. We lost troops in the endeavor. He went to jail. Noriega did. Clinton changed the regime in Haiti as a military dictatorship. He restored civilian control. Trump went into Grenada to deal with the expansion of Cuban influence in our backyard. They did all this without a declaration of war and without approval by the Congress. I used to do this for a living. We've declared war five times in the history of the nation. Does that mean if Congress doesn't declare war, the commander-in-chief cannot use military force? No, it doesn't. We've had use of military force without a declaration of war as the norm in this country. The exception is declaring war. You cannot have 535 commander-in-chiefs. That will lead to chaos. If you don't like the decision of a commander-in-chief as a member of Congress, you can restrict funding for the operation. You can impeach them if you think they're doing something illegal. So, as to Venezuela, President Trump is doing what Bush and Clinton and others did to regulate narco-terrorism in our backyard. He has all the legal authority he needs. I hope Maduro is taken out. We'll be safer if he is. He should have been taken out a long time ago. then I want to deal with a communist dictatorship in Cuba. While President Trump is in office for the next 3 years, I hope we will clear out the narco-terrorist states in our backyard, that it will be harder to get drugs into America because those making money off of it in these nations no longer exist. I hope that we can deal with Hamas and Hezbollah while President Trump is in office so Iran doesn't have the influence it's had in the past.
So, turn to Lindsey Graham, our guest, obviously. Senator Maduro now, no tankers in, no tankers out. I mean, the clock is ticking. How long can this guy last? And what
he'll
do you hope? Go ahead. What do you think?
He'll leave. I mean, so what should we do when Putin says no to the next peace deal, which I think he will? I applaud the administration for trying to get a solution to Russia-Ukraine that Europe can live with, Ukraine can live with, and we can live with. Putin's not going to quit till somebody makes him back to Venezuela. How do you stay in power if your power is based on illicit oil sales and we've cut that off? So I like the strategy of strangling the economy of the bad guy. I'm not suggesting we invade Venezuela. I don't mind land strikes against narco-terrorist targets, but the seizing of ships and the embargo of illicit oil transfers will be the end of Maduro. When Putin says no, and he will, we need to pass my bill in the Senate with 85 co-sponsors that would allow President Trump to impose tariffs, not sanctions, on countries that buy cheap Russian oil to prop up his war machine. We need to do more to help Ukraine militarily. Now, what I've laid out is a strategy to take down bad guy regime in Venezuela, a strategy to push Putin to the table without invading anybody.
So a couple of things. It looks like this underwater attack submarine got its first target of a Russian sub in port. It looks like it blew it up. It also looks like Ukraine is making some gains on a counterattack in a town I think is called Kupiansk. And we also see that Peskov weighed in yesterday on what they're working out with Ukraine, which is a 20-point peace plan. He says they reiterated that Russia wants to end the war but seeks to achieve its goals, which, according to the Institute of Study of War, includes decapitating and replacing the Ukrainian government, destroying the Ukrainian military, and undermining Western unity. None of those three are happening, have happened, and will happen. So do you think this is all wasted exercise?
Here's what I think. I think Putin will come to the peace table when the price gets too great. We know he doesn't mind losing soldiers. That's not a price he really cares about. But when his revenue drops and he can't prop up his war machine and his way of life and the oligarchs begin to change, he'll come to the table. China is the largest purchaser of cheap Russian oil. China is the largest purchaser of Iranian oil. China is one of the largest purchasers of oil from Venezuela. What does that have in common? China is buying cheap oil from bad guys to benefit their economy, and they need to pay a price. I'd like to have a good relationship with China, but China needs to be good for that to happen. So I am urging President Trump to go after China and other people, other countries that prop up Putin's war machine. What he's doing in Venezuela is the right model. I will be introducing tomorrow some major legislation about the ability to seize ships. What we're doing in Venezuela is seizing ships carrying sanctioned oil illegally. We need to transfer that model to the Russian shadow fleet.
They have about 1,000 tankers. The so-called ghost tankers that are out there. Now, a couple have been targeted by Ukraine and they've captured them. Are you saying that we should be doing the same thing?
Absolutely. The free world should be seizing these ships that operate illegally. We've sanctioned the pipelines coming out of Russia. The ability to distribute oil and gas through pipelines coming from Russia has really been reduced. When President Trump sanctioned the two largest oil companies in Russia, it really mattered. Without the shadow fleet, Russia cannot survive to prosecute this war. Economically, go after the ships.
Senator, I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes on Sunday. We know what Japan's doing. So Germany is just building up. They're increasing their military by, I think, recruiting's up 70%. And Japan is doing the same thing. And the message throughout Europe is the same thing. Now, people might not like it, but what Trump is saying is NATO, you got to step up. Not only 5%. You just got to think to yourself, how do I stop the next invasion? And right. They've gotten the message right now to defend themselves. Russia's got to be saying to themselves, well, that didn't work out. They added two formidable countries into NATO. Now Germany is rearming. Yeah. We know they can fight eventually, yeah. We hope. We know Poland's building a wall, and they got the message a long time ago. Finland and Sweden get it.
Sweden. Yeah.
So now we have France, who's getting the message. I'm not sure they're capable of doing anything, and we'll see. So now all of a sudden, our allies for years, and you were frustrated with John McCain and with George Bush and with others, they get the message now. Do you think the message is going to be sustainable?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think Putin should get the NATO Man of the Year award. Putin has done more to wake up Europe than anybody. Trump has kicked them in the ass, and it's worked. So what's happened? We're cheering on Germany and Japan having bigger and stronger militaries. 80 years ago, this year, was the end of World War II. If you had told somebody, a soldier, in 1945, in 2025, Americans would be cheering on Germany rearming and Japan rearming, they thought you were crazy. It shows you how the world changes. Out of the ashes of the Third Reich and the Imperial Japan, over time, we created two democracies that have aligned themselves with us. Now, that can happen over time in Gaza and the West Bank, but you got to get the Arabs to go in on the ground, stop preaching, killing the Jews, change the school system, on and on and on. So what has Putin achieved here? NATO is bigger. NATO is stronger. His economy is sanctioned to the hilt. More is coming. He's lost 1 million people. This is a big flop unless we give him a victory at the very end. China is watching. If this ends where Ukraine is still around, strong, independent, surviving, and Putin spent a lot and got very little, it will help China, make a decision about Taiwan. It will deter China from invading Taiwan. If at the end we give Putin a big gift, then there goes Taiwan.
And where do you think we're at right now? My last question. Where,
I think
you see the 2019 and 20 points.
I think we're in a good spot. I think we should not overly reward Putin. We can't kick all the Russians out of Ukraine, so there's not going to be a military victory by Ukraine, nor is Russia going to Kyiv. A diplomatic solution that prevents a third invasion, European troops on the ground, America committed to fighting with them if there's a third invasion, would deter a third invasion, deal with the Donbass in a way it doesn't entice China to take Taiwan, would be a great outcome. President Trump
guarantees.
Is cleaning up Biden and Obama's mess, and I think he's done a hell of a good job with the economy. It will get better over time.
I hear you. Senator Lindsey Graham, always impactful. Every word matters. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thank you.
All right. Senator, making a real difference. His foreign policy, I think, is fantastic. Back in a moment.
The headlines, the stories behind them, and the people who make them. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in 1 million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required. Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plan starts at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A preemie baby from New York who was in the NICU for 146 days and finally got to go home makes today's Dean's List. Trinity Alexandria Rose Taylor weighed just 1 pound 14 ounces when she was born at 26 weeks. Doctors called her a micro-preemie and a miracle. She faced big challenges with her underdeveloped lung, her heart, and eyesight, but was a fighter every single day. Her parents, Letitia Morris and David Taylor, say her survival is a miracle. The NICU was a second home for Trinity's family, giving her critical care, monitoring, and saying many prayers. And finally, when she was able to go home, the hospital made sure it was a day to remember. Doctors, nurses, and staff all lined the hallways, clapping and cheering as Trinity and her family walked the red carpet. She weighed over 11 pounds when she went home and will now just return for regular checkups going forward. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Flu season is here, and doctors are warning parents to keep an eye out for other viruses. Kristen Barrett, a pediatrician with Cleveland Clinic, says parents should be aware of respiratory syncytial virus, also known as RSV. She says it infects the lower respiratory tract, including the lungs and bronchioles, and that RSV is highly contagious, usually spread through respiratory droplets or direct contact with someone who's sick. The virus puts babies and children under age 2 in danger if they're infected. Symptoms include a runny nose, congestion, coughing, sneezing, fever, wheezing, and in severe cases, difficulty breathing. To limit the risk of catching RSV, Barrett suggests parents wash their children's hands, sanitize surfaces, and keep them away from anyone who's sick. Immunizations are also available for babies and certain children. Barrett notes if a child does get sick with RSV, they can typically recover at home. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
Isn't that the dog not barking, which is no one defends her and nobody denies this? They just say, oh, it's a ridiculous question. But why isn't any, like, if somebody said Brian Kilmeade married his brother, I'm sure people on your staff would deny it.
Right. I would assume so had I had a staff, but I know what you're saying. There's a couple of things in researching this, and you only gave me 3 weeks to get ready for your appearance. But the problem is nobody's speaking to anyone. Obama doesn't speak to Biden. Nancy Pelosi doesn't speak to Biden. Biden doesn't speak to Pelosi. We're the only people speaking to each other.
God, it sounds like Fox and Friends when you and Ducey were there.
That's true. Starting more controversy, are you?
Yes, I am. I love you all.
So that is last night on Gutfeld, which aired very successful, highly rated show. I think he's taking 2 weeks off, and he's going to focus on getting his family visas once and for all. But don't forget, on Sunday, you got One Nation starting at 10 o'clock, and then you got Fox and Friends in the morning starting here. A couple other things that I think are important before we go. Get this, another disturbing thing for our future. Kids are rarely reading whole books anymore, even in English. In high schools, full novels are disappearing. Classics like Macbeth, To Kill a Mockingbird are often reduced, according to the New York Times, to excerpts, with many schools assigning only one or two complete books a year. Do you believe this? Why would anyone tell you to read a half a book or an excerpt of a book? I mean, sometimes you want to get the monarch notes that there's got to be a test, but you're supposed to read the book. Public schools say its new curriculum focuses on shorter texts to build critical thinking. Experts blame shrinking attention spans and constant screens. This is happening at reading levels hit historic lows. Teens arrive at colleges unprepared, and even elite schools are accused of lowering standards. Students are navigating an era of TikTok, of course, AI, and digital shortcuts. They find that since kids can't read a whole book, why assign it to them? Incredible. I think it's an interesting tact. It went with, you don't succeed, change the rules. That's I never thought we'd actually do this. Meanwhile, this is really sad news for me because Cardinal Dolan is one of the great guys you'll ever meet. And one of the best things he's ever done, people have done studies on this, is put me on the dais at the Al Smith dinner. Now that's in jeopardy because Pope Leo has accepted Cardinal Dolan's resignation. Because when you get 75 years old, evidently they want you to resign, even though he's in the prime of his life. And they're going to name a bishop to replace him from his city of from his state of Illinois. You know, he's been there since 2009. Great personality. You probably know him. Even if you're not Catholic or in New York, you hear of him. They're going to put another guy in there from Joliet, Mississippi, originally. His name is, it's got to be here. His name is Ron Hicks. Bishop Ron Hicks of Joliet, Illinois, right near the Pope's hometown. So he's putting a replacement in there. Bad move. So I found out from a friend of Cardinal Dolan. I said, does he want to retire? I mean, he's 75 years old. Does he want to enjoy himself? He said, no. That's a big mistake. You finally have a personality to sell your cause and religion. And now he's stepping aside. Kind of sad. Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Make sure you check me out on all my social media from Rumble to Instagram and Locals, where I have the Culper Club.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I have always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that, that's my world, those are my people, and I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration is clamping down on a visa program after the deadly attack at Brown University. We hear more on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a pause in the processing of diversity lottery applications after the suspect in the Brown University shootings was linked to the visa program. The gunman, who died of a self-inflicted gunshot, was a Portuguese national who obtained permanent residence via the diversity visa lottery program. Halting the applications was presented as keeping Americans safe, but critics said the Trump administration is using the attack to achieve a broader goal of reducing legal immigration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a vehicle recall at the Ford Motor Company.
Ford is recalling more than 270,000 electric and hybrid vehicles in the U.S. because of a parking function problem that could lead to them rolling away. The Detroit automaker says that the recall includes some 2022 to 2026 F-150 Lightnings, 2024 to 2026 Mustang Mach-Es, and 2025-2026 Mavericks. At issue is the integrated parking module, which may fail to lock into the park position when the driver shifts into park. Ford says it'll implement a park module software update for free. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina achieved a goal more than a century in the making Wednesday when it secured federal recognition as a tribal nation through the passage of a defense bill in Congress. Lumbee member Wendy Locklear.
This means that I have a seat at the table now. I have been counted out before by those other tribes saying that I did not exist, but I exist. My ethnicity is real.
More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Correspondent Donna Warder reports on continued talks to end Russia's war with Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Trump administration is proposing a trilateral meeting in Miami between the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia. But Zelensky says some thorny issues remain in talks, such as Ukraine's territories, funding for reconstruction, and technical questions regarding security guarantees. A Kremlin envoy is traveling to Florida for talks on a U.S. proposed plan to end the war. Meanwhile, a Russian missile strike in the southern Ukrainian city of Odessa killed 8 people and wounded 27. I'm Donna Warder.
The Kennedy Center has added President Trump's name to the memorial that Congress created for John F. Kennedy. Several blue tarps were hung in front of the building early Friday to obscure the work. A few hours later, the new name appeared, the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Jake Paul's jaw was broken in two places in his loss to former world heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua in Miami. The YouTuber confirmed the damage yesterday. Joshua scored a sixth-round knockout victory. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Jake Paul loses his heavyweight fight to Anthony Johnson in the sixth round of their Friday night bout in Miami.
I'm feeling good. That was fun. I love this sport. I gave him my all.
Two-time heavyweight champ Joshua displaying why he's one of boxing's elite punchers, dropping Paul more than once before delivering a right to the head in the sixth round to crush the YouTuber's upset dream.
He did amazing. He hits really hard, and I just did my personal best.
Paul also says his jaw was broken in the fight. Audio, courtesy Netflix and MVP. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlu's.com for details or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show closing out a wild week. If you want to get excited about America 250, we'll give her the details with the person in charge of putting it all together, Monica Crowley from the White House. She's the U.S. Chief of Protocol for the Trump administration. Carly Shimkus is in the studio. She's the author of Cooking with Friends, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. So I'm on the cover of that.
Wow, yes, you are.
Yes, I am the cover.
Throwback.
How many
there?
Years ago was that?
About 2.5.
2.5.
Yeah.
And that was hard on me because you were on maternity leave.
Yep.
And there was a huge gap, so we didn't have the normal chemistry we normally
I
had.
Think we did. I think there's a picture of me feeding you pasta in the book, which is a unique stylistic choice that
yes.
We, neither of us were in control of, but we did what the directors were telling us to do.
Right, yeah. And we then dealt with the blowback for the rest of our lives.
Exactly.
Especially if you go to the library, you say you need a cooking book. It's 1-800-1800-CARLY-SHIMKUS.
Right.
All right, so we have a lot to go over last night, including the breaking news. But first things first, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
These defendants came here not to enjoy our lakes, our beautiful summers, or our warm people. They came here because they knew and understood that Minnesota was a place where taxpayer money could be taken with little risk and few consequences.
That is so true, Joe Thompson, as a prosecutor. Bigger than anyone thought. Minnesota's Somali scandal blowing up now. And in terms of scandal, I'm talking bilking billions from the coffers, from the American people, from the citizens of Minnesota. The worst is yet to come, I sense.
Number two.
Federal agents breached a storage locker in Salem, New Hampshire, in search of Claudio Neves Valente, we believed, shot and killed two Brown University students and an MIT professor. Federal agents found Neves Valente dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Brown, an MIT killer, found dead in a storage locker. The chase, the killer, and what led to these brutal murders.
Number one.
Next year, you will also see the results of the largest tax cuts in American history. And next spring is projected to be the largest tax refund season of all time.
That is President Trump selling his economy. The economy will make or break the Trump term, too, and there are signs it's beginning to awaken. Will it be in time for the midterms? We'll look at the numbers and the party game plans, you know, because the DNC thinks they're in a really good place, but they've made, I think, one tactical mistake, and the RNC says they're up against it. But if the numbers turn around, we'll see. Can an off-year election tell you about a midterm election? Carly Shimkus, first things first. The president's got a big announcement today. Do we have any idea what that announcement
we
is?
We do not. And Aisha Hasley's on the case. She's in front of the White House right now. She said that she's going to try and figure it out. We don't know what the announcement's going to be, but it's going to happen, I think, at 1 o'clock.
My sense is it's the economy, but also we know things are heating up in Venezuela because none of these sanctioned tankers are going to get in and out. And then yesterday, Maduro sent his Navy to escort some tankers in and out.
Yeah.
So we know that his Navy, what's left of it, would just be
doesn't hold a candle to the
and what we got in the region. So as soon as we decide to hit their Navy, things escalate.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be economy or that. I feel like if there was something going on in Venezuela, I don't know if it would come in the form of an announcement. I think that would be more immediately tactical on the ground in Venezuela. But there are a lot of questions over the administration's ultimate goal when it comes to what exactly the president wants to do there and the means with which he's doing it.
So I want you to hear. So your sense. I had Jason Riley on yesterday on the Wall Street Journal, and he's kind of down on the economy. And then you read Charles Gasparino today in the New York Post. He said indicators are pretty positive, but the question is, are they going to come in time for the midterms? So you look at the core inflation, 3.1 to 2.7. Now you're not an economist. I'm not an economist, but just know this: the market loved it. It was up by 400, 500 points because it came in lower than expected. Job numbers in the big picture higher, a little bit higher than normal, but in the small picture higher than normal, but in the big picture historically low, 4.6%.
So the number yesterday was supposed to be 3.1%. It came in at 2.7. great number, great headline for President Trump. When he goes to North Carolina later today, he's obviously going to focus on that. The backstory is that a lot of people are saying, well, because of the government shutdown, some of the information that we usually use didn't come in. So this picture is murkier than usual, you know, typical. So take it a little bit with a grain of salt. But still, it's a good number that the president could ride this high right now, especially when the focus is on the economy. You know, when it comes to how people feel and what the president is saying when it comes to affordability, I really feel for him, because right now he is, and this is 100% fact, what's happening with the economy right now is not his fault. Inflation has gotten better under the Trump year that we just had, but it's prices are 17% higher than they were because of that 9.1% inflation that took place under President Biden. And those prices just don't go down. So inflation is better. That means that the inflation rate has slowed, but we're still paying those higher prices as a result. And the only way that it goes down, the prices go back down to pre-9.1% is if we enter a deflationary economy. And that is a whole bag of wrong for a lot of other reasons that we don't want to have happen. What does he do? I guess you get wages up
You get wages up and you slow the increase in prices as much as possible.
Which is happening right now.
I believe he's going to make an announcement, the more I think about it, something on housing, because I thought the housing thing was coming up last night, two nights ago in his speech, and it didn't. So maybe that's going to be it, because we know this. If you're in a 3% mortgage and the mortgage rate is 6%, you're not going to move unless it's absolutely an emergency. You have to move because of work. So you wait. But if you can get that down to 5 or 4.5, then suddenly the 3% mortgage, it maybe is 3.3%. You're like, you know what? I'm going to make the move now.
Yeah.
And that's why if you have a new Fed chair who's more apt to do that, which I'm sure that's going to come up in the interview process, that might be the perfect scenario. I want to get to the Brown investigation, but I also want you to hear Larry Kudlow. Not only does Larry know his stuff, he also knows the administration. Cut 6.
Last night, he certainly took a major first step to persuade people that there's a Trump economic boom brewing. Over the past 3 months, the CPI is up only 2.1%, and the core, ex food and energy, is only up 1.6%. This doesn't yet reflect the plunge in oil prices from about $100 a barrel at the start of the year to really just about $55 right now. It's incredible. Gasoline prices falling below $3. They're going to continue to fall towards $2. But the power of oil permeates throughout the whole economy, affecting hundreds of sectors. This is drill, baby, drill.
So it's I saw this morning, 282. I don't know. You're in New Jersey. You got a little bit of taxes they put into them.
Well,
right?
I mean, I live in New York City, so gas is something I don't have a car. I haven't driven in like 15 years.
Well, do you talk to your parents?
I mean, yeah, but the typical conversations doesn't start with like, hey, what's a gallon of gas in Long Valley, New Jersey?
Really? That's a weird relationship. Why don't you?
I don't ask.
You don't
that.
Talk about utilities?
Well, you know what? Actually, I did end up talking to my dad a lot about it because utilities in New Jersey were so high. Remember that was a big topic of conversation when Jack Titterelli was running, and he says that his utility bill increased by double. It went from like $200 to $400.
Oh, don't worry. The new governor's going to freeze it. That'll solve it.
But next time I'll add, Dad, how much did you pay for a gallon of gas?
If you don't mind.
I will.
Right? Enough about my life and my child and my marriage. So let's talk about what happened yesterday. Claudia Manuel Nieves Valente is the accused killer, now killed himself in a storage locker after he first walked into a Brown classroom, room 266, and just started shooting people, killing two, wounding many. Got out. We don't know how he came in. We roughly know how he got out. We know that he could walk in and out. Who would think that a homeless person would be the key to this investigation?
Can you believe that? And it was a homeless person who was living in the building where the shooting took place, which opens up a whole bag of questions over security.
He posts on Reddit. The guy's name is John. He ends up being the person who is the second person of interest that they posted a couple of days ago. They say, we want to know him. We're not saying he did anything, but we see that he interacted with the suspect. And boy, did he. He posted on Reddit that he walked this guy and he asked him, why do you keep walking around here? Your car's over there. And he says, I don't know you. I don't know you from nobody, mm-hmm. was the quote throwing at him. Why would he say something like that with such bad English? Maybe because he was born in Portugal.
Yep.
Immigrated in here, became a citizen. His visa was naturalized. But this guy, John, spotted this. There was something up with this guy.
Yep. Yeah. So,
he picked out the car.
John was also a former Brown student. I don't know if we'll ever really fully know him or if he'll ever do an interview, but my take on who he is as a person is probably somebody who's very smart and maybe even too smart for his own good because he went to Brown and now he's being described as homeless. So sometimes that happens. It doesn't translate to real world, but extremely observant because he had several interactions with this guy and knew just something in his gut told him this guy should not be on this campus. And there was something about him that bothered him. So he kept on saying that he told police he was playing like a game of cat and mouse with this guy and then was not at all surprised when he turned out to be the shooter.
So you see him on video, look at him and then run.
Yep.
So I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's he afraid of? What did that guy have? Did the guy have a gun in his hand or something?
Yeah.
But it turns out it seems to be until he speaks, which could be soon, he could be $50,000 richer, until he speaks, we don't know, but maybe he was just kind of hawking this guy, trying to find out what he was up to, but he was also able to describe the car, a Nissan, and the guy did rotate his plates, put another phony plate over that, but it didn't throw off the investigators. But that happened Saturday at Brown. Monday, he executes an MIT professor, nuclear fusion professor, who he evidently had as a classmate in Portugal.
I mean, the twists and turns and horrors of the story know no ends. And that professor died in front of his family. His wife was there. And, man, the fact that this shooter remembered this MIT professor, knew where he lived, tracked him, and was successful in doing all of this is just, it just boggles the mind. One of the things that I've been thinking a lot about have to do with the security cameras. And there's a focus on that for a reason, because there were two security cameras in the building that the shooting took place. They were both on the outside of the building, none on the inside, but there were more than two exits and entrances. And yesterday, during the press conference, the president of the university said, well, I don't think the lack of security cameras really had anything to do with the shooting. Really? How can you be so sure of that? Because this shooter didn't want to get caught. He was using a cell phone that hid his location. He was using credit cards that had a different name. So by all accounts, he wanted to get away with this. So if he went to Brown and saw, oh, man, I can't get into this building easily. The door's locked. You need a key. I don't have one. There's security cameras everywhere. There's police stationed inside the building. I mean, I don't want to get caught. Maybe I won't do that. I mean, these are things that the university is going to have to answer for.
So, and I'll add to this. Okay, let's say it didn't stop anyone from coming in. Let's say you got in there. Don't you want a shot, a video of the killer? And maybe there's no Monday execution if there was new what that
yeah.
killer looked like on Saturday. Here's Paul Morrow talking about the homeless situation and what he's found in the past, because he, as you know, he was a former detective. Cut 19.
I'm actually not that surprised that it was a homeless person that stepped up. I'm going to tell you why. Homeless people know everything that's going on in the vicinity of where
sure.
they've decided to squat. Even if it's a cardboard box outside. You know, when I was on foot patrol, if you buy a homeless guy a Snapple, he'll tell you everything that's going on your patrol block in 10 minutes. He knows everything. So this guy, he did the thing that homeless people very often do. They're actually proprietary. About, you know, as the saying goes, be ever so humble, right? And so that's why he said, you know, this guy doesn't belong here. Nobody knows that building like this guy that was living downstairs next to the boiler or something. Shows you how bad the security protocols were. But it does show you just a sort of human dynamic here that he felt something was off. He followed this guy. He scared the guy. The guy ran. But then he came forward, as we know now, and he's the one who allowed the police to button the whole thing up.
How about that? And I mean, he does deserve a lot of praise, and he got it last night. And one of the questions at the press conference is, does he get the award? And the head of the FBI agency that was FBI Boston that was there said, I'm not a part of divvying up that money, but I think he should get a portion of it. There were also, he said, other tips that led to the to finding out this person. I also wonder when he shot himself, if he knew that law enforcement was closing in on him. I hope that's the case. Yeah. I hope that he was scared at the end of his life because he deserves that.
Carly, stay there. When we come back, Minnesota, what this unfolding scandal means to the future of Governor Waltz and other immigrant groups, perhaps. Don't move.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because, man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at AudienHearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, skyrocketing national debt, and a potential recession looming. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to get help diversifying their savings in precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. With over 6,000 five-star customer reviews, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, named best for customer service from Money.com, and the industry's highest buyback guarantee, Goldco is a preferred precious metals company in the country. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can help diversify your savings tax and penalty free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult with your financial and tax professional.
I'm Gianna Delosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A New Hampshire cold case murder solved half a century after the crime. The person responsible, the prime suspect all along, who walked free because of a botched FBI report. 22-year-old Judith Lord was found dead inside her Concord apartment May 20th, 1975, months after moving in with her husband and baby. A building manager found her dead in a bed upstairs, her infant son alive in his crib in the next room. An autopsy showed Lord died of homicidal strangulation. She had also been sexually assaulted after clearing her husband, who had recently moved out after assaulting her. Investigators eyed Lord's neighbor, Ernest Theodore Gable, who was 24 at the time. But a flawed FBI hair analysis incorrectly excluded Gable as a suspect, even though his fingerprints were found at the scene and witnesses said Lord feared him. Gable was never charged and died in 1987. He was stabbed in Los Angeles. The attorney general said if he were still alive, he'd be facing a first-degree murder charge. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Delosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. December is National Impaired Driving Prevention Month. The National Safety Council says impairment begins with the first drink. And you should have a plan before you take that first drink. What kind of plans? Well, a designated driver, a taxi or rideshare, or an overnight stay at a friend's home. Any of those options could save a life. The council says even having just a single drink can cause a decline in visual function, mental judgment, and more skills, which all result in driver impairment. The U.S. saw reductions in alcohol-involved crashes in the 80s because the legal driving limit was lowered to 0.08 blood alcohol concentration. The minimum legal drinking age was also increased to 21, and there were more campaigns about the dangers of drinking and driving. But even today, about a third of all traffic fatalities in the U.S. have alcohol blood levels at or above that number. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Now I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife so long as you both shall live?
I will. MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer is accusing Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and AG Keith Ellison of not cooperating with the committee's investigation into some of the widespread fraud happening there with the social services in the state. Do you think they should cooperate with the committee's investigation, and do you have concerns about what's happening in the state?
James Comer is a joke, an embarrassment, an unserious individual, and a malignant clown.
You talk about classless. Hakeem Jeffries, minority leader, who wants to be the next speaker, describing the oversight chair as that because they want to look into a multi-billion-dollar scandal in Minnesota. Carly.
I cannot believe how much money has been wasted, taxpayer money, and it has a fraud scandal of epic proportions and like nothing we've ever seen before. So for him to criticize somebody who's actually looking into this and saying that something's wrong here is just partisan politics at its finest. I mean, he's got no bone, you know, backbone when it comes to this one.
$18 billion in claims paid out by Medicaid in Minnesota, half of which has been known to be fraudulent. 14 programs were likely exploited. One defendant submitted $1.4 million in fraudulent claims using some crypto. The five new defendants joined eight others in charge. What do they have in common? All new immigrants from Somalia. Two defendants pocketed $750,000 instead of helping Medicaid recipients find stable housing. We know about the future of Feeding the Future program, the autistic program, the assisted living program. They all cashed in, took the money, and many of them sent it right back to Somalia.
So this is these numbers are new, right? Because we originally thought it was $1 billion and we're saying, wow, that's a lot of money. Now we're talking about several billion and this is brand new information. Is that right?
Yes. Listen to Joe Thompson, the first assistant U.S. attorney in Minnesota. Cut 28.
Minnesotans and taxpayers deserve to know the truth of the fraud. The fraud is not small. It isn't isolated. The magnitude cannot be overstated. What we see in Minnesota is not a handful of bad actors committing crimes. It's a staggering industrial-scale fraud.
How does Keith Ellison and Governor Walz and Congresswoman Omar say, I had no idea?
I know.
Does anyone believe that?
Listen, you know what I do believe is that a lot of this had to do with race and identity politics because one of those fraudulent organizations, I believe it was Feeding the Future, they were asking for so much money all at once that some of the state agencies started to say, I don't know about this. This feels like a lot of requests coming in. Are you sure that all these people need all this money? This is really what's happening on the ground. And they said to the state government there, they said, do you really want to question this? Because if you do, we'll go to the media and say that there's a racist situation happening here. And the state agencies backed off. That's how powerful the fear of being accused of racism, even though there's nothing racist about it, is. And I think that has a lot to do with what happened here.
And how about the fact that some politicians are afraid of losing the Somali vote, and they got about 80,000 and growing?
Yeah, that's another big part of it. And now we have Ilhan Omar in Congress, and she represents a whole lot of what's going on.
If you do a thorough investigation, I guarantee you, Carly, you'll be back here in the new year talking about how they knew it was going on all along. Keith Ellis, especially. Thank you so much, Carly.
Bye, Brad. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms, mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. 3 locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the 3rd generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Yeah. You want to put your headphones on because we're live?
I'm not with it tonight.
That's all right. I'm sitting here dancing. Welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah. That was nice. Lots of good info on that story. Super cool.
And we have lots of new great information from our next guest, Melinda Hunter from MC Photography. MC Hunter Photography. Sorry.
It's
MC
okay.
MC Hunter. So MC, not MC, MC squared, MCH.
Some people say Mick Hunter.
Oh.
And Melinda's beautiful photography is in the magazine, and she actually did the cover for the August issue.
Yep.
And it's beautiful. You do always do such beautiful work. So, but you also do other stuff.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. I'm excited to be here.
What is your other stuff?
So, photography, just other areas besides, you know, photographing for Enjoy, which I love photographing for the magazine, and I've been doing it, I think, since 2017.
Yeah, it's been a while. For sure. Yeah. Good stretch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I love meeting, you know, I would say it's about 50-50. Half of the people that I get to photograph I know, and the other half I don't know. So I love meeting new people and just getting to know.
I like photography a lot if I am just doing it for myself, right? Because I've done photography for the magazine for years off and on when they need as emergency fill-in and stuff. And I just always know that whenever it's, like, for me, sometimes it can be very high pressure, and it makes me sweat. Like, I'll pick up my camera and start sweating, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just standing here, and I'm sweating.
Aww.
And I don't know why, but it's not the same as if I'm just out and about.
Yeah.
When I'm out and about, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You do mostly portrait photography, though. Is that correct?
Yes, I do portrait photography.
Make me crazy. I'd be crazy.
I've been doing it since next month will be 25 years as MC Hunter Photography. I've been doing it for much longer than that. But I really do enjoy photographing people and making them feel good, look good, and you know, a lot of people are not comfortable on the other side of the camera, and I just have a way about, like, making people feel comfortable.
And that's really a comment that I hear a lot.
That's the gift of gifts when it comes to photos. I would say the majority of people don't like their picture taken.
Right.
Especially in that kind of environment.
Yeah.
If you're just out with friends and you're in a group at the fair or whatever and pictures taken, that's one thing. But as soon as it's closed and it's focused on you and there's lights, you know, most people are like, ugh.
Yeah. And she does, and people call and say, I just want you to know that Melinda made me feel really comfortable,
I
really enjoyed talking to her, so thank you for that.
That couldn't be a better compliment. I mean, in my opinion, for a photographer.
Yeah. And I feel like I every time I photograph somebody that I don't know, I just met another friend. Like, I mean, we just have conversation. It's not just like, okay, I'm here to take your picture, you know, when it comes to Enjoy Magazine. But, but I understand what you're saying, James, about picking up a camera and photographing someone, you know, because there's expectations
and that's hard enough, but I, you know, the ones that I give kudos to is like, I could not imagine being a wedding photographer. Oh my God.
No, thank you.
People at their weddings are crazy, right?
And the level done plenty of those.
Expectations, right? Like, it's like right here and now. It's happening now. If something's messed up or if you don't capture what their vision is in their eye, I couldn't even imagine.
I used to photograph a lot of weddings.
Did you?
And it's one of the most stressful genres to photograph because, you know, it happens once.
You ruined my life.
But there's something special about photographing weddings because, you know, you have all kinds of dynamics of people, personalities.
A lot of emotion going on.
Yeah, that too. And it always made me feel good because people would come up to me telling me, like, what a great job I'm doing. Usually it's, like, the bride's mom or the groom's mom, you know. And it always kind of amazed me because it's like they don't even – they haven't seen the pictures yet. I took it as a compliment, and I love doing that. I just don't – I still photograph weddings, but I don't advertise that. You know, they're few and far between here.
I really love that you do this empowering women over 40. You do these, like, specials, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you do, like, is it, like, groups of women, or is it just, like, headshots, or both?
So it's a campaign. It's a beauty campaign, and the reason why this, how this all got started was in 2019, women that I was photographing, they would come to me and see their pictures, and they would, you know, get emotional, whether it be, you know, happy or can't believe it looks like them or trauma. And so I'm like, wow, there's like something here bigger than me just taking pictures. And usually those were like headshots or branding images. So I wanted to start a campaign, and then the pandemic came, and so I started this in 2022, photographing women over 40, because there's something to say when once you hit 40, you know, you kind of, you're raising children, you lose yourself, and or you kind of, like, look back, and there's no pictures of you. It's all about your kids.
Right, right.
So
they were orphans.
Yeah, yeah, and including myself, and that kind of became even more impactful and emotional for me because I look back and I'm like, wow. So,
well, I see your ad in here, and it's great. I mean, these pictures that I'm looking at of these women here for this campaign that you're kind of doing, they're really nice because they are very flattering, mm-hmm. but they also aren't.
They're really natural.
Yeah, there's no corny or cheesy, yeah. right? I mean, yeah. they just look really sharp. They
yeah.
Look, and they look like they're enjoying themselves, and they mm-hmm. look enjoyable. And
confident.
And right. approachable and all that together, right?
Because right.
so many times photos can just start to get cheesy. And you're kind of yeah. like,
ew. And that's the one thing, like I do a lot of business branding, like headshots. And to me, I feel like a headshot is like, I don't know. If you're a business owner, you need branding images mm-hmm. to broaden, like, to, you know, share, you know, with your audience.
Yeah.
And so, but
what's the best way that somebody can get a hold of you? Because we are, like, running out. That was fast 15 minutes.
MCHunterPhotography.com, or they can reach me at 530-524-9949.
Well, we appreciate you coming.
Thank you so much
Thank
for being
you.
Here.
I appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for your support of the magazine.
Thank you.
We'll see you next month.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
everybody said to me when the president nominated me for this job 1 year ago, everybody said, you know, Monica, Chief Protocol of the United States, that is literally the best job in Washington. And I thought, oh, that's nice to hear. But then I thought, oh, Secretary of War is pretty good. Yeah. Secretary of State is pretty good. But now that I've, pardon me, been in the job, I can honestly say,
yeah,
you I can mean, hear I'm working around the clock. I can honestly say that it really is the best job in all of Washington. And I am so blessed and honored to have this job, Brian. It is extraordinary to be with the President of the United States by his side in all of these diplomatic engagements with all of these world leaders as he is really making America respected again, mm-hmm. demonstrating American strength and power and prestige again on the world stage. It is really such an honor and a blessing, and I'm so grateful to him.
So, and we'll see how this goes. Now the president's going to have a big announcement today. Can you tell us anything about that? Or what, is it going to be an address? Is it going to be a press conference? Do you know?
Well, I never want to get in front of the President of the United States because he has announced that he will be making an announcement this afternoon at, I believe, 1 o'clock. So we will all gather together, Brian, and see what he has to say.
What is it like dealing and seeing the press on a daily basis where some of them so clearly, instead of reporting and maybe after a few drinks finding out who the reporters voted for, you can really see by the tone in their questions, the way, by the way they approach it, they're kind of rooting for him to lose. The ones that just guided by and let Joe Biden just disappear, not answer any questions, a press secretary with no information. Is it tough to see?
Well, you know, the unfairness of it is really tough. I mean, I know life isn't fair. We all know that. But seeing the gross injustice that has been delivered to this president since he first became a political figure in June of 2015, when he came down the escalator, they have dismissed him. They have mocked him. They have attacked him unfairly, lied about him, smeared about him. It is because Donald Trump is an existential threat to their entire system. Whether you're in the press with your whole superstructure of propaganda, he goes right to the American people. And you know what? You may not like what he says or how he says it all the time, but Donald Trump is one of, if not the most honest president we have ever had. You may not like hearing the truth, but he is always going to tell you the truth. And that disturbs their whole ecosystem of propaganda and lies that they have always fed to the American people. It is infuriating, but Donald Trump is the one figure who can surmount all of that and take his case directly to the American people.
So I'm talking to Ambassador Monica Crowley. And Monica, before I let you go, I don't have to tell anybody that when you're actually working with or for President Trump, you're also in the line of fire. We watch Pete Hegseth get ripped almost every single day. We watch what happened to Michael Flynn, what happened to you when you were nominated, KT McFarland when you were nominated. Was there a hesitation about going back into this swamp after what you had to deal with in the first term?
Not for a single second, because I've been with Donald Trump from the beginning, and I've talked for a living, Brian, which is why I have this frog in my throat. But I will tell you that I've literally been with him since June of 2015. I have never wavered. I've always believed in him and his message of making America great again, America first, protecting the American worker, bringing manufacturing back, restoring American power and prestige on the world stage. I've been right by his side through thick and thin for 11 years now. So there was never a moment of doubt when he was running again. I knew he was going to run again right after 2020. I said, oh, here we go again in 4 years, because this man never gives up. He never gives up on himself, but he also never gives up on the American people and the country. This is why he's in this to begin with. So no. And when he called me for this job, Brian, I said, absolutely, Mr. President, whatever you would like me to do. And it's such an honor to serve once again.
And the question that blends both presidents that you work for, Nixon and Trump, what did Nixon think of Trump?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was with the president in the White House the other day, and he raised President Nixon with me because he knows that I worked with President Nixon during the last years of his life. I was not born when he was elected, but I worked with him during the last years of his life. And, you know, I was telling President Trump what a good man Richard Nixon was. And guess what? The deep state got him, too. And we're going to find that out, too, because you're going to get the Watergate files that's going to tell the truth about that scandal as well. President Nixon and President Trump raised this with me the other day. He said, you know, Mrs. Nixon saw me on the Donahue show in the late 80s. And Mrs. Nixon told President Nixon, she said, you know, this Donald Trump, he's not just a successful businessman. He has real political talent. And then President Nixon watched the show and he wrote very famously, President Trump, a letter, I believe it was 1988. And he told him point blank, if you choose to seek political office, you will win. So that whole circle from Nixon to Trump, for me personally, Brian, is extraordinary.
And you're doing a great job. And I look forward to 250 like no one else. And because I really appreciate America's history. And if you're saying to yourself, you know, I'm so busy, I never really read about it. Start reading about our past, 1775, 1776, what happened in the War of 1812. You realize how close we came to being destroyed and how unlikely it was that we would survive, let alone become the number one country in the world. So then you realize how special it is. Monica Crowley, Ambassador Monica Crowley, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Brian. Thank you.
All right. Listen, we'll be back in just a moment.
Keeping you informed, engaged, and always a step ahead. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 billion of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call Termbusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, I'm Teresa Giudice.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jill Whelan.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy Baldwin.
It's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Polizzi.
It's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone. It's Henry Golding.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
I'm Ted Lange, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Really what the president and his team are attempting to do is finally to get Maduro to take the exile deal that's on the table. To resign and move out, it will get you to a country of your reasonably of your choosing. But that escalation ladder, I think, is going to continue to rise as a result of the determination to remove Maduro from this regime, hopefully voluntarily, but force if necessary.
And that is Jack Keane talking about Maduro and how we're ramping it up. He said land strikes could be next. But right now, the blockade on sanctioned ships, which is about half of the 80 that they have, could be a difference. And yesterday, they had the what they call the Venezuelan Navy escort some of the tanker ships into port. Okay, I mean, how long are we going to put up with that? If we want that ship, you really think we're going to bow out or step aside for the Venezuelan Navy? At which time this thing escalates? There's no way Maduro can stay in power. I mean, we are putting all types of pressure. It is costing us money. But as Marco Rubio brought up, he says, how come you don't ask us how long we're in the Pacific? When I'm off the, when we're off, the Navy's off the coast of the Persian, Gulf, you don't say, well, how much is that? Well, I mean, that's what they do. The Navy's got to keep going. We've got 270, 280 ships. We've got to build more ships, by the way. I mean, I think we're losing China by about 150, and we're so slow in building ships, it's going to be hard to imagine we'd be able to catch up. But we have to at least try. I love the news that came out today also that we're giving Taiwan $11 billion worth of arms, giving 420 HIMARS, I think 200 ATACMS, and we're going to give them howitzers, self-propelled AI-run howitzers. So I think we're letting China know. And China, by the way, barely upset about it. I don't care. I mean, they got to know. It's going to be a porcupine. You think you're going to go take Taiwan, which, by the way, I did not know this, but they have no claim to it. Formosa has always been independent. Japan is bulking up, I think doubling the amount they're spending on defense, and South Korea gets more formidable by the day. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Find out how to see me on stage in Fort Myers, History, Liberty, and Laughs, streamed on One Nation.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ETHOS.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At
Guardian Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at AudienHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.